pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shits.
Rockets.
Oh, Rockets the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say
Rockets.
My name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking did a show.
Very nice, Rocket.
What I do. Actually, thanks to Chris.
What up, everybody? It is the LunaticRadio.com show. My mic sounds low.
You sound fine. Relax.
Breathe. I can't hear myself. I think I'm going deaf.
Breathe.
I've heard about that with radio guys. They go deaf.
I can never hear myself. Yeah. On the mic.
So eager to push buttons.
I want to fix. I want to make me louder.
Kieran and Rock in studio.
Hi.
Chilling out on the middays, everybody.
Oh!
Joe Beningo coming at you. Mike and a dog at one.
We're back.
New York radio.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666, Kier Rock in studio.
Yo.
Joined in studio today on the program by Heidi and Chaos Chris from the, from no radio show.
I don't know. From New York.
Hey.
From New York. You guys have a radio show anymore?
No, my mic's 2 weeks.
You're on. You're fine.
Your mic is fine.
You might need a little gain.
Friday, November 30th.
There he is.
Chaos Radio makes its comeback.
Oh,
the
really?
Chaos Radio show is coming back.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the plan.
See, you touched it, Kieran. You can't touch your gain.
I didn't touch my gain.
Yes, you did, asshole. You were
I'm trying
fine.
To figure out. All right, let's get to the radio show and not figure out the audio levels
I
as
know.
We're doing it. All right, yeah. We got a lot to do on today's program, people. We're on the middays, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the podcast, it doesn't matter, but now we have to do traffic on the 10.
Yes.
It's your afternoon drive.
If you listen to the podcast, make sure it's from 12 to 3.
Yeah, right, so you get the feel.
So you feel like you're really there.
It's bright and sunny outside.
Yeah, what is it, crisp 43 today?
Sure.
Why not? Doesn't matter.
Pick a number, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We're not going outside today, it's Sunday.
No.
Fuck it. No. Who does radio on Sundays, by the way?
You guys.
Right. No one else.
No traffic anywhere.
We keep on competing with the NFL. Are we winning yet?
I don't think so.
No.
I was thinking we should put ourselves on public access so we can compete with ourselves.
Ooh, ideas.
I have a thought. Half a thought. Got a lot to do on the radio program today. Rocket's got to leave early because he's got the... Are you performing tonight at the Hammerstein Ballroom?
Yeah, actually, sure. That sounds pretty good, actually. Thank you. No, actually, I'm going to see a local band from Brooklyn playing. They're doing a little like reunion show. Indecision, so I want to go.
That's how little this show means to yeah. He's skipping his
he's
show
got,
for...
To see a local
no,
band.
No, no. If I would have skipped the show, then that would be...
local band.
But I wanted to change. I was willing to... If Kieran said, no, we can't change the time, then I would miss the concert.
That's all right. Ronnie Beans would skip the show because there's like a sandwich he's wanting.
But no, I want to make it clear. I would not skip the show. See, Chris is spinning in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
If Kieran's like, no, I really can't do it early, I'd be like, all right, I guess I can't go to the
but
show
you
later
put
tonight.
Him, the fact that you put the talent in that spot, that's the wrong thing to do.
What are you talking about?
You no. put him in that
see,
spot.
See, you're doing you're starting already, Chris. It's a cooperative effort right. between Kieran and I. Stop.
Right.
Chris loves to draw.
I'm irreplaceable, though.
He's,
just remember that.
He's irreplaceable.
Kieran's irreplaceable. You're just a guy that presses buttons.
This is Chris the Divider. That's what we're going to call him. Oh, yeah, you're turning down my game.
No,
what are you
doing? Put up your volume. Put up your volume.
See what he does to you? He wants to
yeah, I don't want him all.
Trolling my stuff. Should move the
you
stuff.
Were peeking, sir. I had to adjust a little.
All right. Yeah, we got a lot of news today. That's what we're going to do,
ooh,
right? A lot of
show.
News today?
News
on the radio program?
Why not?
Word.
I don't know what to do first, but we should mention this at the top, because Chris is here, Heidi's here. Heidi, the VO lady.
Ooh.
She's the VO lady now.
Shitty VO lady.
It's the Cringe Humor Show Awards, everybody. It's on December 16th at Comics in Manhattan. Everybody's got to go to this.
Yes everyone. Seriously,
because you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting. Chris, we got to decide on a time for us.
Why don't we start at 6?
I love how we do everything on air.
Well, no, he's the man. You know, he's the boss of this gig.
Yeah,
he's
I guess.
Together. So it starts at 8. Why don't you guys start at 6?
So we'll do 6 to the Cringe Humor.
Do an after show.
Yeah.
All right, that's what Patrick said. He said something about an after show.
Absolutely.
We'll do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the Cringe Humor Show Awards, everybody. December 16th at Comics in Manhattan. Comics is located on 353 West 14th Street, just east of 9th Avenue. Tickets are available on cringehumorshow.com. Advanced tickets are $15. Day of tickets are $20. There is a promotional thing. You want me to do that?
Sure, go ahead.
You can log on to cringehumorshow.com and type in the promo code, CH1216, and you can save $5, which would mean that you would be only paying $10.
Which is ridiculous for that kind of show.
Yeah.
$10 for a show
It's insane. It's a great deal.
10 show that will feature, 12 comics probably?
Ridiculous.
Nationally known comedians, legends.
Unlike Patrick, I won't downplay the show. It's a kick-ass fucking show.
It is. Hosted by Rich Voss, and everybody loves Rich.
It's our best show of the year. It's the biggest fucking show of the year.
And we'll be there.
Jim Norton, Patrice O'Neill will be there, hosted by Rich Voss, Big J. Okerson. He's a great comic.
Fantastic.
He's an up-and-comer. Awesome. You'll be hearing a lot from him in the coming years. Call 212-527-2500 or log on to comics.com for more information, or just go to cringehumorshow.com. All the stuff is up there. Please come out to the Cringe Humor Show Awards. It's a fun time.
Please.
It's a great show. It's not just your average comedy show. Rock is doing a ton of work for it, too.
I am. That's all I do is work.
Heidi's the VO.
Yeah.
This is a Patrick and Rocket production, this Cringe Humor Show.
Chris has done
nothing but just drive me nuts.
No, Comics is a great venue, too.
He is. He's a good boy.
You know what? I was worried about the venue, but
well, it's Comics with an X also, if anybody's going to look it up online or anything.
It's in the website's comicsny.com.
comixny.com.
The venue was amazing. They were just putting a new coat of paint the last time I was there. I was there 2 weeks ago, and they were just putting a new coat of paint on it. The club is a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already putting a new coat of paint on it.
Yeah, it's a great club.
It's a great place, man. And it's going to have a great lounge area. You know, a great place for us to hang out.
It's very modern, right?
Very modern. You're saying? You guys have a good, you know, position. You're going to be in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
Where people can just come.
We'll be broadcasting
out.
in the bar area.
Yep.
And we'll be able to talk to comedians, which I think is fantastic.
Yes.
Well, live.
That'd be great, but hanging out with the listeners and doing a live show is always fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, live remote broadcast. So come out to the Cringe Humor Show Awards December 16th. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Rock and I will be broadcasting at 6, starting at 6, we just decided, and it should be a great time.
It's great, we just keep on changing our show times all over the place.
It's going to be at 6, and that show will be uploaded as the podcast for you podcasting listeners, so you won't miss out on that.
Right.
Chris also wanted me to mention, actually our buddy Josh Gogan is playing with the big time comedian.
Holla.
At the Holiday Inn, January 5th at 9 p.m. in Parsippany, New Jersey. Parsippany?
Right. It's a combination Cringe Humor Show and JJ Comedy Show. JJ Comedy, our friends on Conti and Kenny,
mm-hmm.
on Monday nights on Cringe Humor.
Okay.
Cringe Humor Radio. So they have a thing called the Comedy Shop. So it's a comedy. It's a combination between Cringe Humor, JJ Comedy, Kenny Michaels, which is one of the radio personalities, is going to be the host.
Yeah.
Josh Gogan, Dante Nero from Patrice O'Neill's show,
mm-hmm.
and Patrice O'Neill headlining.
Ooh.
That's a good show.
Yeah. Awesome.
Call 973-355-339. 3339.
Or go to cringehumor.net for more info.
Or jjcomedy.com.
Right.
That is the Holiday Inn, January 5th at 9 p.m. Rock and I will be there because Josh Gogan is going to be performing.
It's a boy.
We have to see Josh. Josh is our buddy. Josh will be also be broadcasting with us at the Cringe Humor Show.
Definitely.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Should be a fun time. It is the middays. Everybody is Sunday. It's nice to have Heidi and Chris here.
Thank you. Haven't seen
you guys in a while. What's been going on?
School.
Anything?
School?
It's my last semester. I'm a senior. getting my bachelor's degree in December. So finally, it's about time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been a lot of pressure and studying and reading and paper writing and not doing my radio show, basically. So. Aww.
So you actually studied. So I went to college. I just drank beers.
I had this weird thing about grades. Yeah, I know.
Fuck this shit.
She actually cares about her grades.
I give a shit.
I know. It's the way I was.
Well, the thing is,
I got a C. I got a D plus. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah. As long as it's not
every time I got a D, I was worried because, oh fuck, that's not going to transfer.
Right. Because
I was jumping schools like it was no problem.
Right. Exactly. Well, the point is that if I don't push myself to do well, I'll do nothing, and then I won't actually pass the classes and be able to graduate. So I have to like throw myself into it. Otherwise, I'll just be like, oh, right, I had a paper due today, and there's no extension. Oh, well.
Rock, did you go to college?
Yes, I did go to college 4 years.
Doesn't feel like it.
What does that mean?
You're not very educated.
Wow, thanks.
You're pretty stupid.
I appreciate that. What an
asshole. You're not very educated.
What an asshole. Oh, see, look, he's already out of material, so he's got to go there already. He's going through his old faithful already. What do we have? Not even a half hour into the show, and you're out of material?
I just want to get out of my system.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what it is. That's your excuse.
And what's Chris been up to?
Yeah, really? Fucking making my life miserable?
Commenting on everything.
Douchebag, shithead.
Never shutting up
about
it.
Never being wrong about anything.
How do you feel about trees, Chris? You got any opinions on trees?
Chris, the sky's blue. What are you talking about? It's clearly not blue.
But he was just fucking with you.
Global warming, Chris?
Damn it.
Please. Tell us about it. How's it work?
This is why I came into this.
Is global warming a myth?
Oh, now you're a
victim, is it a myth?
Right?
Global warming. I really want some fucking opinions on this. I saw the...
go to Al Gore, right?
I saw the Inconvenient Truth the other day, and I'm all about the global warming now. I'm going to buy a fucking hybrid fucking penis and shit.
Hybrid penis? Wait a minute.
That runs on
electricity. How many gallons a mile? Whatever it is. How many miles can you go on a gallon of gas with that?
I'm trying to recycle my semen.
Nice.
All sorts of shit. Everything. I'm eating my own shit now. It's unbelievable what I do.
After the videos from last week, like, you know what? Let me give this a whirl.
Al Gore scared the shit out of me
with
that.
Is it tasty?
It happens. It's good. Fried up. Anything's good with hot sauce.
Marinade. Fibery.
Bread and shit.
What'd you do? Get a little Peter Lugo steak sauce.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Give it a plug. Free plug.
Marinate this shit for 3 days. 3 days.
By the way, we have a new saying. What is the new saying for the show, Chris?
When you want to say to your friend, yeah, I banged her out last night.
Right.
You're going to say, yeah, I gave her the old shrunk home. That's only funny to Karen.
I know we're bombing in the first segment here.
No, we're not bombing.
We really have a lot to do, but that is funny as hell.
Come on, we're not bombing. Stop it.
Bombing.
The old shrunk home. And you got to give a little hand gesture. Give her the old
shrunk home.
I like to follow that up with, I gave her the old pizza pie, but I don't know. Maybe that's not right.
No, pizza pie. I gave her the old round. What is that? I gave her the old fucking triangle slice.
I gave her the old Sicilian with extra cheese.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, did you make out that chick? Yeah, I gave her the old strong cone.
There you go.
Right on the face.
I want to hear Adam say it, though. So.
Say it, Adam. Come on. Let it go. Let it fly off the tongue.
Yeah, let's hear it, because that would be the best when we hear Adam.
Who's Adam?
So I gave her the old strong cone.
Nah,
see?
Yeah, say a little more. I gave her the old fucking strong cone.
Yeah, you know what? I gave her the old strong cone. You know what I mean?
You can't do it.
No.
He's not even
talking. I don't like it. Give it another shot, Rock.
So forced.
I gotta keep going.
It doesn't come naturally.
I know, it's just unnatural.
Just
give it one more shot.
I wonder why.
One more shot. Come on, let's see what you got. Roll the dice. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Set me up.
Rocket swears he's Italian. He's not.
Shut up, asshole.
Hey,
hate
Rock.
Him.
Hey, Rock, you hanging out with that chick list.
Oh, yeah, I gave it the old strong call. Oh, no!
Get your voice a little lower.
Yeah, no, is it something?
Me get my voice a little lower.
Yeah, fucking stop sounding like a girl. Do it.
That was high pitched.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was.
A little bit.
I give it the old strong cue.
I go high and then I go low. How are you? See, I give it the old strong cue.
That's how little fun that Chris and I have. We do. Well, what the hell's his name?
Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick. Yes, I
give it the old strong cue.
I give it the old strong cue. bitch, I'll back him the old strong cue.
I gotta think
that's
of
that's
Jiminy
better,
Click
actually.
Is giving you, he would say strong coney.
Oh, that's right.
Long he's a little homo,
old
right?
Strong coney.
Yes, that's right. The long E.
Strong coney. I don't know if she would say.
Get the old strong coney!
No, I think he would, because see, when he goes deep, that's what he would say, strong cone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, so he, but if he stayed high, then he would say strong coney.
Can it be like Bootsy? Strong Coney?
Bootsy!
Strong Coney!
I gave it an old strong... No, I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
She goes, I gave it the old strong coon.
Yeah.
You know, like...
You gotta glick it. You gotta glick it up.
Yeah, listen, I'm the Jiminy Click expert, so...
Yeah, seriously.
Trust me.
I tell you what,
I offended him one day when I said that. I was like, you should call Jiminy Click for Halloween.
I said, yeah.
That's a good costume for you.
He's like, what are you trying to say?
Really,
what are you trying to say?
I got a really big bottom.
But I'm just saying, because he had the voice.
But then you have to go around sticking your ass in people's faces and stuff.
And readjusting myself in my seat.
Right.
And falling over.
So that's the newest sensation, everybody. A new saying that we're going to have.
We
like to have the little sayings for the people. You know, a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, was the how about go fuck yourself. That kind of ran its course. And now we got the, you give it the old strung cone.
I love how you say that just
Kieran,
as Josh
Kieran
is in production with
well.
The shirts. I love how you say
I
that, Kieran.
Oh, new shirts now.
I can see it on t-shirts, absolutely.
Yeah,
is Josh in production with the how about go fuck yourself
shirt? You have the marketing finesse of cancer. Way to go.
Really?
No. I mean,
cancer is pretty popular. Dude.
Look, how about the fuck yourself is not going to go away. That's a keeper.
I gotta keep
that's here to stay.
Things.
And I think that I gave her the old strong cone is the next big thing and should be on the t-shirt.
If I were to ask Jim Cramer about cancer, I'd be like, it's stock's going up.
And I want 10% of every shirt sold. Thank you.
Really?
Aaron's like, wait, what?
I'm going to give you the old strong cone right up the ass.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little fucking strong comb. I strong comb myself 11 o'clock every night.
Oh, me too.
Go strong cone yourself.
I stroke my strong cone.
How about you go fucking strong cone yourself? I blew
it. Go strong cone yourself.
Hold on.
There you go. Wow, you're getting good, Kieran.
Idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Thank you. All right. We got a lot to do on the radio program today, everybody. Big shout out to my West Virginia Mountaineers.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Thank you. Can I just do this? I know people hate the college football.
Why don't you get the coach on the radio show?
What?
Why don't you get the coach on the show?
Rich, whatever his name is. I'd love to get one of the players on the air. Maybe we can do that. Shout out to the West Virginia Mountaineers. Have a chance to play in the national championship game, maybe. I'm thinking it's going to happen.
Rutgers.
Chrissy the other day was trying to tell me that Rutgers is the birthplace of football.
It is.
They won their first bowl game in 2006.
It's the birthplace of college football. That's well documented.
Scarlet Knights.
West Virginia Mountaineers do have an outside chance of playing for the national championship. And I'm very excited about it. All I need is Kansas and Missouri to fucking lose. And they are playing each other, so one of them is going to lose.
Missouri lose.
And then the winner of that game goes to a championship game, probably against like an Oklahoma-type team. I don't know. They might lose. And then, hey, my Mountaineers might be playing for the national championship. And they'll get blown out by LSU, but fuck it. Who cares?
They showed up.
Showed up. That's $8 million for the program. It's all about the program,
people. You get $8 million for just showing up.
Showing up.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's spread out through the whole program. So it's really like everyone gets a dollar.
Yeah, very excited about the Mountaineers. I know you people don't care about college football, but I'm very excited about it. So whatever I say is
pointless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask Heidi about it.
Scott,
no,
you like college
Heidi
football?
No.
Come on, college football.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
So we got a lot of talk about today, everybody. We got the Alex Rodriguez stuff. We got Barry Bonds. Got to talk about Barry Bonds, right? Anybody excited about him getting indicted? I am very excited.
A little bit. Yeah.
I want to find out who else has done the steroids. It turns out the whole every fucking player in the major leagues is doing steroids.
Tori Alba.
Shut up.
We'll talk about that, too.
God damn it.
I love how the Yankees can sign everybody. The Yankees can sign baseball teams. They just buy up baseball teams.
I told you, they vassaled the Anaheim Angels.
They're now the feudal lords of the Anaheim
I think the Yankees own NL East, NL West there. What is it? The West Coast Division.
Yeah.
I'm sure they own it. I believe that one, too.
Wow.
I don't like the midday.
You're not ready to go.
I'm not ready for it yet.
Hey, Fez.
they're going to be renamed the Anaheim Surfs.
Oh.
No.
The West Coast Yankees. That's what they're going to be named.
Kieran and Heidi are a little off right now. Yeah, so early
off.
Hours.
Off the game. We're off kilter.
It's because Heidi's usually still sleeping at this time.
I stink.
Yeah. So, a lot of news. Big announcements. We'll get the show started right after this. Cringe Humor Show Awards, December 16th at Comics. ComicsNY.com, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Comics.com.
What?
Log on to comicsny.com, whatever it is.
I don't even know what it is.
Log on to comicsny.com.
God.
Now, comicsny.com,
right.
cringehumorshow.com, and get all your information there.
Can I play my favorite sound clip?
Silence! I kill you! I'll run away now.
Hey, big shout out to the European listeners in the chat room. This is like a normal time for them. So there's one advantage to the midday.
Mm-hmm. Globalization.
Globalization,
yes.
People don't understand the language. Yep. That's a big advantage.
No, you know, they all understand English.
No, they don't. They think they do.
Who? You don't think people in Europe don't understand the English language?
They do.
Oh, here we go. Here comes Chris's big thought.
I hate my cousins in there who try to use their English on me. I'm like, no, it doesn't work for
me. My cousins speak English pretty well.
No. They're German.
But they're German.
And they stink.
All right, we got the new sensation. The sensation going around the internet has been the two girls, one cup.
I haven't seen it yet.
And then the four girls, one mouth.
Yeah, so we premiered.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Well, there's a new gross out video. I guess gross out videos have become the thing going
That's
on.
That's the latest rage, yeah.
So there's one called the BME Olympics.
Oh, yes.
I can't even begin to watch
So we're all going to view that today. And have our like little reaction thing, because that's another sensation. Everybody,
everybody
filling themselves watching these disgusting videos. So we'll do that today. A lot of news, a lot of stuff to cover, right?
No, not really.
Taser death in Canada.
Whoa,
yes,
great.
Yes, nice. Death by taser. Yeah, although it may have been death by knee to the neck, but.
Yeah. A guy marrying a dog in India.
Good times.
Wow.
All sorts of stuff. All right, so we'll take our first break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hi, I'm Roxy DeVille. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. And a big gift in my vagina. Yay!
We had Roxy DeVille on the program last week, and she was talking about how her dog died.
Right. How's the dog doing?
You're not going to fucking open that can of worms again, are you?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have, like, audio of how he died.
Oh!
Actually, I'll just play that for the people. This is how Roxy's dog died, everybody.
I'm waiting.
It's playing, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you hacked your dog up, that's what I'm thinking. No? No? No, okay.
Wait, you're awful.
Hold on.
You're absolutely awful.
Hold on.
I'm out.
I'm going to backtrack because you're hot. Backtracking. No, honestly, we're sorry that your dog died.
Yeah,
I have a dog myself, and if he died, I'd be very upset.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. We got his ashes back in the mail, and I'm going to put him in a teddy bear.
The three specs? Isn't that kind of fucking... that's kind of weird. Mailing ashes.
It is kind of weird, but... At least, you know,
it's an overnight
you can still chill out in the bed instead of being in, like, a tin can on the shelf, you know?
Was it in, like, an envelope?
No, they send it to us. They send it in a little box. Like, oh, here you go. And we're like, oh, thanks.
You know that whoever sent that back to you, it's just like pretty much a clump of dirt. They went outside, picked up some dirt, threw it in a box. Yeah, it's the fucking dog's ashes. meanwhile, they take the fucking... Meanwhile, they take the dog and they actually just throw it in the garbage.
Oh, God!
I'm serious. You can't trust these motherfuckers.
Hey, this is Alpha Demix from Central Michigan University. And I'm fucking Jamie Kennedy's cock.
And I'm fucking Twitter with balls. And I'm still fucking the asshole.
And we are LunaticRadio.com.
If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly.
Time for me.
these guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. I do that so nonchalantly. Sometimes I forget if I'm, like, saying it right. I don't even know. I'm calling different numbers. No fucking idea. Kier Rock in studio. Heidi.
Yo.
And Chaos Chris from Crew Humor Radio, whatever the fuck it is.
What station we on? The Chaos Radio Show?
Don't just call me Chris.
But you're chaotic, dude.
No.
What am I going to do? Why? What's wrong with that?
Let's call him annoying.
Annoying is better. I like that.
The thorn in my side.
No, I like Chris. Come on. Let's not beat up on Chris. Kanye West, everybody. His mother died. How about that?
Yeah.
What's her name?
She deserved it.
Donda.
What's her name? Joey West. Joey West. She was getting lipo, right?
Yeah. She deserved it.
Do you think?
She got greedy, man. You got all the money in the world. You have to have plastic surgery. And like Heidi said, didn't they?
She had a pre-existing medical condition and had been turned away by other plastic surgeons when she asked to have the surgery done. And they said, that it wasn't safe, that they wouldn't do it. So she got around it. You know, she found a fucking loophole.
And that guy's getting arrested now.
Yeah, I think.
The doctor,
yeah.
Yeah, well.
Did they find him? Wasn't he, like, missing?
You know what the loophole was? They tossed him, like, a couple million
money,
dollars.
Right, exactly.
To just do it, because she couldn't live without it. Like a fat, fucking, stupid cunt that she was.
No, that's not nice.
Do you know her personally, nice. Chris?
No, it's stupid. Yeah, it's you know what happened. That way. You know what happened. Oh, this is my jam.
But you like Kanye West. You're calling her mother a cunt.
It's like this song.
Because she wanted to get a little lipo.
Jamie Foxx is in it. And we love Jamie Foxx, don't we?
I don't know. Do I? So, his mother dies. Lipo. Does she really need lipo? I mean, I don't understand these 50-year-olds who want to get, like, an upgrade. I mean, it never really works out well with your body at 50. You're not going to go get some lipo and then look like fucking Pam Anderson.
No.
You're still going to look like a train wreck. It's just old. It's just the way
Star
it is.
Joan Rivers. The fucking alien.
Star Jones looks... She doesn't look real. She looks weird. I don't know what she looks like.
Scary. It's
like
really
a shriveled prune.
Yeah, it's really bad. And like, totally unnatural.
But like I'm telling you, man, this fucking mother just wanted it all.
Mm-hmm.
She had to have it, and she got her son to pay off somebody to do it, and she died. That's God telling you, go fuck yourself.
It's about, breaking the rules, not, living according to your own fucking, however you want to be.
And that's Kanye's ignorant attitude. Like, he's always doing shit, to spite people because they tell him he can't do it or whatever.
Right.
And here's another situation where he went ahead, even though he was told that he can't do it, he still got his mother the fucking operation. Don't pay for it, dude. Your mom's gonna die. Now you're fucking mourning her. Good for you.
Now he's gonna make an album based on her. No.
Yeah, right.
Great. Every song's gonna be dedicated to her.
Yes.
I mean, it sucks losing your mom. It's your mom.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
But it's Kanye West.
You know me, man. I fucking hate Kanye West. Yeah, I can't stand his motherfucker.
I like him.
I called for everybody to boycott everything he does.
He put just 50 to ruin Cent in retirement.
That's a friendly.
That's just some hype thing. That's just a hype thing.
Rivalry.
Jay-Z was performing at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a little shout out. He said, let's get serious for a minute. This show is dedicated to Kanye West, who had a death in his family.
Mm-hmm.
We got you, Kanye. Stay strong, he says.
Whatever. Mothers die every day. You're gonna fucking.
Everybody's coming out.
But it's Kanye's mama.
Like, yeah, but it's like the biggest fucking news, and it's. But if it, I mean, if it,
it
does something
like
good,
if it brings to
light the dangers of plastic surgery, then maybe it's.
But she wasn't murdered.
Mm-hmm.
All right, She wasn't fucking, she didn't die of cancer or anything else. She died because she got greedy.
Yeah, but how many people do that? But that's what plastic surgery is about. You understand? It's cosmetic. It's about your appearance. And if a doctor tells you it's not okay for you to have
it. Right. She went ahead and got it anyway.
I know.
That's greedy. She deserved to die.
I didn't say she wasn't greedy. I'm saying if there's some good that it can do of bringing awareness of the dangers of plastic surgery, then maybe it was, you know, for a reason.
Mr. G,
that was awesome.
Mr. D chiming in from the chat room. Jay-Z ended his dedication by saying, jiggle what?
That's awesome.
That was good.
That's funny.
I was just going to, I mean, it's horrible losing your mother. I mean, we feel bad. And Kanye,
oh, no, look, it's a sad thing.
Stay strong, player.
Yeah. Stay strong.
Keep it real up in the field.
But I hope it comes out later, you know.
What?
That she actually died because she was getting a labia tuck. That would be great.
That's what's going to... Well,
news, news, news. Well, start the rumor.
Why she's getting her vagina fucking fixed and she passes away.
That would be awesome.
Awesome.
My vagina is dragging on the floor. Lord and Lord, it's hard to keep up that...
Yo,
keep
God, that God. Messy. Why?
Lord and Lord, it's hard to keep that vagina nice and neat.
What's the fat chick from Wilson Phillips? What's her name?
Fatty Wilson.
Joey Wilson.
Carney.
Carney.
Carney Boar.
You can't have the name Carney be skinny.
Yeah, Carney. Yeah.
She had like all kinds of tucks done, and it moved the position of her junk.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
She was like it used to be here, and now it's here. Like, shit got shifted around.
People are fucking her kneecaps.
People fucking her in her belly button. This is your cunt?
This will work.
I think it got moved up, you know what I mean? I think it probably got moved forward.
Wow! So it's like more, like closer to like the stomach. Like,
yeah, like moved forward.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's got to be interesting.
Need a cunt locator.
Yeah, so she got a tummy tuck and her vagina raised?
Yeah. She's
like a stud finder, you know, with the laser, the beeping thing.
Here's the hole.
That's not it.
Deep, beep, 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 beep.
There it is.
Stud finder.
Cunt finder.
My stance is she deserved it. This lady deserved it. She got greedy and she died for a reason.
We all remember. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I cut you off.
She died because she was a fucking dirty, stupid cunt that needed to get skinny and she couldn't do it the old fashioned way. And she decided this is the best way to do it. Let my son pay for me to look pretty.
Maybe she's a little bit insecure about her
fucking
chubbiness.
Insecurity. Then go on a fucking... Listen, she could afford the best personal trainer in the world if she wanted. She could have done it the old-fashioned way.
She could have got that gap filled first.
Gap. She could have had that.
She had the gap. She had that tooth gap thing going on. Yeah, yeah, she had a big, wide space between her two front teeth.
You know, food got stuck in there all the
time. How about some veneers?
That's why she would have a truffle stuck in there. She'd be licking that shit all the time.
Licking that shit.
I'm telling you, man. She did this to herself.
Yeah, she did. She was insecure about some things.
But like I just said, look, you can fucking hire the best people in the world.
And a chef, and you're set. And I've said that before. You want a guaranteed diet, get a personal trainer, a personal chef, you'll be fucking fantastic within a couple months. But she didn't want to do the work.
But, you know, at that age, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, but at that, you're right.
Heidi's right. The skin's not going to bounce back. You're going to have flappy
skin. Not if you have that chef. Not if you have that personal chef.
No.
Yes.
At her age, her skin is not going to bounce back. She would have to have it.
What does she need to look good for? She's got millions of dollars.
She's always going to be carrying a bag around her waist.
Okay, but at least she would be in better shape in a healthier state if then get the surgery. Not just be a complete train wreck, get the surgery. Be in healthier shape, you know, work out a little bit.
That's probably why she died.
Yeah, because she was, you know, and she just kept on. The doctor probably at some point said no, and then she dropped another like 10 grand in cash on the table.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah, make it happen.
Shut your ass up.
Mama wants to look good on the runway.
Cut me up, bitch. She's a million.
Cut me up.
Cut me up. Cut up. Lay of fat. I'll give you $1 million for a lay of fat. Two inches of fat for $1 million. I'll throw her an extra million if you cut off a foot. Fucking fat cunt. Deserve to fucking die. She's a fat cunt.
Well, not just her. Everybody gets plastic surgery.
Especially her because she had all this money and she's still fucking...
Personal trainer, maybe diet a little bit. That's what you're saying, Chris.
Something. Help yourself in the proper way.
Are you recommending a
diet? I'm trying to explain your words.
Is that what you're recommending? And an exercise regimen? Is that what you're recommending, Chris?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not like the best shaped person here, but I know that that's not the way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I gotta lose weight, I gotta do it the old fashioned.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
That's it. I'm not gonna go fucking to a
doctor. You gotta give the old Strunkone try.
Strunkone try. Well, a lot of people die from those gastric bypass surgeries, too. There's a lot of complications with that. It's very dangerous.
Stop defending her.
Just saying.
Just saying.
I love the old, the best line from Kanye West, everybody, was when he had his comments about Katrina.
I hate the way they portray us in the media.
That's my boy on TV.
It says they're looting.
Give me a Twinkie.
It says they're looking for food, and you know it's been 5 days because most of the people
you can't even breathe through
are black.
Sentence.
And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the
I love this fucking. I love this audio. It's old and it's old news. I know it, but he is just sitting there on live on TV at some benefit, just not making sense, trying to make a political statement.
And Mike Myers is standing like, black man gone crazy.
Here it comes.
Well, I think at first Mike Myers was like, oh, Christ, he's going to say something. Then he's like, what the fuck are you saying? Yeah. What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying.
TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And
the biggest amount.
Being
just
10,
to imagine if I was if I was down there. And those are,
true?
Are my people down there. So anybody out there that
so he only gave $10,000
personal money. Yeah.
Wow. How much can I give?
I mean, he did charitable, like he did fundraisers and stuff, but his own money was $10,000.
To do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize.
I'm still trying to figure out. It's been years since he said this, and I still can't figure out what he's saying.
No idea.
A lot of the people that could
so
help
nervous
at war right now.
I mean,
now.
Here's a guy who performs in front of like thousands of people on a night.
Those songs are rehearsed.
Right. True.
This he had no idea what he was talking about, so that's why he was all fucked up about
when he's actually got to do something important or speak say something important, he can't.
Fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
Shoot us. I like how he says us.
Yeah, like he's gonna get fucking shot.
He's basically confirming when white people say you people. So now he's saying us.
I hate how the fucking the black community sucks this guy's kneecaps.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's worse than Al Sharpton.
Ain't it? Oh, yeah.
No, totally.
I'd fucking play golf with Al, not this guy.
Wait, you don't like the ascot?
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild.
Duck and cover, Mike.
The area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may
end
up being
the
most
everybody.
Tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, that's
Please
true.
Call.
Well, Bush doesn't give him pretty much
in
anybody.
In the past few days,
George Bush doesn't even know what the hell, what kind of job he has.
George Bush doesn't even know what black people are.
He ran two businesses into the ground before he became president, and now he's running the country.
And the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, and the Texas Rangers.
Man, they still haven't been able to recoup.
Recover from that.
Yeah, dude, they're fucked up, the Rangers, man.
Yeah. Well, we're sorry that Kanye West's mother died.
No.
I'm not.
Not really.
I'll have a watermelon in her honor.
I feel bad for her.
You gotta watch out for this plastic surgery stuff. I watched the Dr. 90210.
Yeah.
And,
that
you know,
fruitcake.
It's fucking dangerous shit.
You watching that show for you, faggot?
You watching it?
That guy's a little gay.
Yeah, he
you
is.
You see, what's his name on the show?
Fucking, yeah, I watched that show too. It's a
doctor
like a
fucking
player.
Gay guy who's married.
Yeah, and he has an awful accent. And I love my voice so much.
He's
but
so
you do not understand that I am at the office many hours.
Dr. Kramer? No, and that's not Dr. Dr. Kane. Something with the K.
Yeah.
That guy's very fruity.
That chick would be hot if she gained like another like 10, 15 pounds.
What,
she's
his,
just like
his
little,
wife?
Yeah. She's just like a little fucking too skinny. She's like skeletal.
Yeah.
But she has potential to be really hot.
And he neglects the shit out of
totally.
His wife.
Because I have a very busy job. It's very, very many hours.
And anytime she wants to do something, I watch the show a lot.
Yeah.
Not Dr. 90210. Anytime she wants to do something, like maybe go out and get a fucking like grocery bagging job, he's like, no.
No, you stay home. Take care of children.
No, I want you to do this. Go fucking clean the garage.
Yeah, clean the garage. And then she's getting all upset. Now she's trying to get like an acting job. Yes, I watched the show too. Now she's trying to get. She's trying
you
to
know
get
what, Rock? We should call each other when we're watching.
We should.
Be like fucking right, Harry Met Sally.
Now she wants to get back into acting because that's her one true love. That's part of the reason why she was so open to moving to California.
Yeah.
But he completely locked her in with the kids.
Good.
And that's then we're thinking about having a third
kid. Fucking job. I bring home all this fucking money.
Dude, just she's getting fucking bored just sitting home.
Fucking raise the kids.
No. You got. Yes, you're supposed to raise the kids, but you get fucking like.
Well, so is he.
You go nutty.
So fucking crass.
And with that fucking asshole.
Can you
I love my wife.
Find me this guy's name because yeah, I'm talking about it. Yeah. I don't even know his fucking name.
Sell crafts from home.
Sell crafts.
I'm sure there are things she could do.
She really wanted to. She's an actress, and she really wanted to get into that.
You know what she should do? This is what all the wives are doing across the country.
What's that?
I believe it is. They get on the webcam during the day when the husband's at work, and they just start showing the beaver on the webcam.
Yeah, hey,
that's what she should do, and then it will make that show a hell of a lot better because you know the cameras will be following her into a fucking bedroom. It's fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can get in the stick hand chat room.
My faggoty husband's at work doing some breast implants. I'm fucking twiddling my beef
rocking
in front
Kieran
of some 16-year-olds.
Rocking and Kieran are in stick hand. Show us your bush.
Yeah, right.
That's what I would do.
She's in the fucking lunaticradio.com chat room showing some beaver. That's what I want.
That's what we call a good time.
Hey,
I'm trying to find the guy's name. Where is he? Dr. Ray.
Dr. Ray.
Oh, here's a little. You can play
was
a little
that
clip.
Easy?
Dr. Ray. Here's a little
I
clip.
I thought it was the K or something.
Let's see if we can play a little clip. Here's a little clip from the show.
What kind of fan are you?
Awesome.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all, are you around?
Listen to this.
Hey, hi, Maxie.
He is a pure
sweetie,
faggot.
I have to show you something. Ready for this? Now,
look at
upset.
That fucking body. Oh, my God. Haley.
A little shopping, so you don't get... it was not that expensive, but I thought...
Oh, we got baby toys.
All right,
awesome.
this is the clip where she
I
wants to go to
these
fucking.
Dogs. When I was little,
I
it was
think
my
it,
dream.
This is early in that
it's
episode.
A
I believe.
Pug,
God, we
Austin
watch
Terrier.
This too much.
Pause it for a second, Rock.
Hold on, hold on.
I know, right?
This is the clip from like one of the latest episodes where she wants to go and do this movie, this horror movie. Mm. It's like a B movie. It's like fucking college movie.
Right.
Starring Tanya Harding.
And Dr. Ray wants to have a fucking another baby with her.
Right.
And so he went out and bought all these fucking kid toys.
Yeah, to get her in the mood.
And he brings home all these kid toys to show to her. And she's so nervous about breaking the news like she wants to go off into this movie because she knows he's going to be upset about it. Mm. And play the clip. She breaks the news and the guy's like, ah, fuck it, I'll take it back. Pretty much. You
that's
cunt.
Robbie's a little old for this, but
he's so into himself, this guy.
Ten more pounds, she would be fucking stellar.
I think it's a Boston Terrier,
15.
Right?
Is that true?
Look. Ta-da!
Oh, look. Oh, you get all these little baby
awesome?
Toys he's showing. I want baby!
The toys have actually improved since we had
he's
Robbie.
Such a fag.
This, I thought, is really, really cute. You know, I just, I thought, well, you know what? Haley's so into, you know, maybe having, hi, Maxie. Having a,
She's like completely not into this. Her face is like,
absolutely.
I'm not stretching out again.
What's your problem with her?
I don't have a problem with her.
Of course,
I'm just saying
daddy.
To really be
I went him or her
full
to color, right? So we're starting with the Brazilian
sweetie,
color.
I'm not pregnant.
Huh?
I'm not pregnant.
I am.
I know, but I thought, you know, it just.
I know about that.
She can hear the communication between these two. It's just like she has no say in anything. I can understand that because he brings home all the cash.
It should totally be that way. Think about
he's the reason why they live in a mansion.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the reason why they have a TV show.
Right.
But I can understand. She's going nuts, like stir crazy, just sitting in that fucking house all day.
That's not his fault.
Oh, it's her fault?
Yeah.
But she wants to get out and do something. He's not allowing her.
Yeah, he's not allowing
her. She married him. She knew what he was.
And by the way, where's this guy get his fucking suits? Fags or us? Holy Christ, this guy wears pink more than fucking...
He wears these really wacky pinstripe suits.
What, you guys, you don't watch the show?
Never saw it.
Oh.
Never
come
saw
on.
The show.
Heidi, what do you think of her?
She's the greatest show in the world.
She had potential.
Dr. 210.
She's got potential. Yeah. Her face is a little busted.
It's a little skeletal.
But
what?
She's got a tight little body.
Yeah.
It's
the
right.
face.
I'm all right with that. Yeah. Her face...
It's a little skeletal.
Maybe her face would look better if she had more weight.
Yeah, right. That's fine.
Heidi watches Top Show.
I really wasn't around last time.
Bravo.
I never recall. It's very sad, of course.
So was he whipping out?
Daddy.
Oh, I love Daddy
I was
Bib.
The politics early on, but I.
He's like, he's getting
the
all these
was,
like little baby clothing.
You
guys
know,
are
I never
faggot.
Bought a onesie for our children. I was never
Max
around.
Onesie.
See, this is what you're right. He's controlling. He wants to have another kid, so she can't leave.
Right,
like, she's stuck there.
Yeah.
This is his way of keeping her locked in. Yeah. Just keep on fucking pumping out kids.
If they didn't have money, she'd be duct tape in a closet.
Like, yeah, right?
That's the way she
If he was like a garbage man, she'd be fucking beating the shit out of
And it's like, if she gains like 5 pounds, he'll just like get her in the chair and fucking suck it out, you know, little liposuction. Ugh. God, he is a scary dude.
Yeah, because he wears those fucking pink shirts.
It's the pink shirts.
And he's like, got the greatest life. He's got a fucking piece of ass wife.
Right.
And he fucking works on boobies. He rebuilds fucking hot chicks all day.
Nice.
And he goes on fucking vacations. Like, he went on a vacation to Brazil just to find the hottest chick. He went on a vacation to Brazil on a journey to find the hottest chick.
And then you find her?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And when he found her, he's there on the fucking, he's on the show going, this girl's got an amazing ass. And he's sitting there framing the girl's ass with his hands.
Why? So he can take it back and create a girl just like her?
You know, he's trying, he went to Brazil to figure out why these girls are so hot.
They are hot, and they'll do anything.
Especially small
farts.
Yeah,
two girls, one cup, right, man.
Yeah. He should have just took a dump on her chest.
Maxie, leave it.
I cry over spilt milk. Awesome.
What a faggot.
That's awesome.
LK and Jedi checking in. Dr. 90210 is a serial killer.
He probably is.
Could be. If that guy was a fucking garbage man, he would be. He'd be killing chicks, raping chicks.
Yeah. LK and Jedi.
Either that or sucking dick for money.
Is LK and Jedi back?
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah. Oh, is that it? Was that a Star Wars, like, obscure reference?
No,
like,
he's
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, he'd been missing for a while.
Yeah, he was. Well, you know, this is what the 1 p.m. show does.
Late birds, late owls, night owls.
I kind of have a surprise of my own.
Oh, here it is. Here's the big reveal. Now watch his reaction. Listen.
I can't.
Offer me a movie wall.
You remember, right, that I didn't want to date you. I broke up with you. Your mom came down and spoke to me. And one of the questions he asked me is, how come you don't want to date my daughter anymore? I say, you know what? You're going to be such a huge star. I'm not her league. So I knew 8 years ago that you're going to make it someday.
I know we plan on having a baby.
What is he trying to say there?
Everything he just said right there is just complete bullshit.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
Up for the cameras.
Yeah.
He's going, hey, fuck you. I'm going to put my fucking cock in your ass and blow one on your face and scoop it out and throw it in your vagina. And you're going to get pregnant.
And you're going to make a kid out of that. Yeah. How about that?
You're going to have a hep baby.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now watch his reaction. You know, he's just like, all
right,
I'll fucking
start to cry. She's starting to cry right now because he's turning her down, basically.
One thing it taught me is my primary responsibility is to my beautiful wife.
Bullshit.
Kids are important too.
This guy smoked more cock.
After they're married and has their own children. You know,
this is such, it's all just a fucking mirage.
And she's just like falling apart now. She's all upset because it's a
You know what she should do? Is just literally turn to the camera and go, "This, my husband sucks dick." Show over.
She's so trapped.
That's like the show, the movie we were watching last night.
My husband is gay. This is all bullshit.
We were watching this movie, I Am a Sex Addict. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that. This guy was definitely a faggot.
He was so gay. I mean, he was as gay as they come.
Yeah. And he's talking about how he's obsessed with getting blowjobs.
Constantly.
From prostitutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's really getting blowjobs from...
Yeah, I said every... The whole movie was an effort for him to, like, validate his heterosexuality to the world. Like, I'm so...
And it just wasn't working?
I'm so obsessed with women, I have to get blowjobs from prostitutes every day, even though I have no money and I drive a shitty car. I can't stop going to prostitutes and getting blowjobs from prostitutes. And he married.
That's like those guys who tell their boys like all the time, "Hey, yo, I'm banging this chick out.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
with this chick the other night.
Exactly.
I fucked like 15 chicks." Everybody has that friend who's like, how many chicks have you slept with? Oh, I don't know. I can't even count.
I usually no, say to those
dick.
People, but you're gay, right? And they go, "What? I can't believe you think I'm gay." No, oh my God, there's another girl. She's so smoking hot. I just want to bust a load right all over her face.
I'm proud of the fact I've only slept with like 5 chicks in my fucking entire life. I'm proud. I'm clean as fuck. I got a clean bill of health.
I don't know about that.
Other than, you know, the shit I do with
life. I don't know why you'd be proud of that.
What? Well, I'm pretty proud of it. Why not?
See, but the thing, if I thought you were
you need
gay,
to bang chicks,
I would say it.
I don't want to be one of them fucking dudes.
Come on, you need to bang some chicks.
No, and I think that fucks with your head, too. I think if you have a sex with a lot
cocky.
Of people, you get fucked up, and it's hard to, like, conduct a normal life.
How did it work out for you?
Not well. I'm all fucked up. I have a very difficult time.
How many chicks you banged, Chris? Let's go around the board.
I don't know, like 12, I think.
He showed me pictures yesterday.
12?
He saw my old pictures.
Jesus Christ.
On my desk.
Unbelievable.
Look, he said, did you see how he just said
that? Oh, you saw the redhead?
I saw, did I see that? I don't remember redhead.
Yeah, I think.
I did, was there
the
there?
Asian?
I saw the Asian.
Mm-hmm. And you said the number 12, like you thought I was going to come back at you and go, oh, really? Well,
No. I don't know. I know it's not a large number, but I mean, it's more than five.
How many chicks you bang?
Chicks? two.
How many chicks?
Bang two.
Bang?
I bang two.
Like where heads at?
Yeah.
Clean bill of health.
That's the question I wanted to be asked.
Go ahead.
I'm probably actually around you're like five or six, I think.
See?
Yeah, but he's been in a really long relationship.
Next person I'm having sex with? Rocket. Because I know he's
guaranteed clean.
That's the thing with Rocket. Rocket goes, Rocket, how, you know, I've been only with five or six. Yeah, but he's been like in 2 year relationships back to back. What's Kira's excuse?
Oh, I had one that was a long time, and then I just, you know.
And then what?
Then he's just pacing, just pacing himself.
I jacked for a couple of years.
It's on and off.
Got drunk one night.
Right.
Yeah, he's talking about clean bill of health. Meanwhile, fucking alcohol induced sex.
This guy fucking preaching.
He could have fucked a pig for all he knows.
Jacked for a couple more years.
Not in the figurative sense, in the literal sense.
Jacked for a couple more years after that. Got drunk again.
His last three sexual partners were all when he got drunk and he just stumbled on them.
Literally, dick fell into vagina. Well, I guess we're here.
You had no idea whether or not you were using protection or not. You bastard.
Fucking trips on the bed.
I think.
All right, let's have sex.
I remember. It was fun. It was a conscious decision.
His last three sexual partners used the morning after pill.
Yeah, clean bill of health.
I'm sure all of them were like, what the fuck did I do? Why did I bang that kid?
I doubt it.
I think any of them were writing good reviews about me.
Expo 06. Expo 06, dude, who knows?
Expo.
Last year's Expo, who knows?
I want to go to the Expo again. Let me go to the Expo.
Shut up.
I want an award.
All right.
See, no one cares, Chris.
Be nice.
Yeah, be nice.
All right.
What are we doing?
Dr. No and 2-0 guy? Faggot. That's what we're talking about.
That's the point we were getting at.
I really can't believe you guys watch that show that much.
Dr.
I know. It's kind of weird.
It's a great show.
I like checking out the chicks.
I just heard it.
This was painful to sit through. Yeah. This right here.
You know what? You get involved in their lives and you want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. And you're watching her facial expression.
I'm fascinated that guy's fucking has a wife.
I like the other guy's wife, too.
The guy has a show.
The Jason Diamond's wife. Do you remember?
Who's Jason Diamond?
Another doctor. Dr. Jason Diamond on the show.
God, this is got a hot
one. I only know him by first names. Dr. Jason.
Yeah, he's, I don't know. It'd be easy if you saw the picture, but.
Yeah, he's a little.
I can't believe you guys know, like, these guys have a name.
Yeah, that guy. He's a good surgeon. Wife. I like
He's a good surgeon. He knows how to cut.
When did doctors become celebrities? When did this happen?
Can you go to a plastic surgeon and say, hey, doc, you know, add 4 inches to my fucking hammer? Can you do that?
Yeah,
do they have that surgery?
Penile implants.
Now, here's the thing. Can you be like, hey, listen, if we televise this, can I get it for free? Because those things could be expensive. Maybe they could work out a little deal.
Kieran, you want that?
Then you could be like,
now, if I was
like
getting penis surgery, it'd be
Kieran,
fucking multi-million dollars.
Is your problem the fact that you think you have a small penis or just because you just don't feel like talking to girls?
I just want more of the jack.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know why. I was just like,
I want a big penis for myself.
That's a waste.
I want a big penis.
I want to look at it.
So I can get more turned on when I jerk off.
Right. Patrick,
that's called gay.
Patrick in the channel was mentioning John and Kate plus 8. Do you ever watch that? I never watch it. I heard of it, but I don't watch it.
Johnny what?
John and Kate plus 8.
I just watched a few episodes of it, as a matter of fact, within the last week.
Don't know
week.
That one.
Oh, that's on TLC. That's with the Asian and the broad with 8 kids.
The blonde chick and the Asian guy, and they were having trouble having kids, so they did fertility treatment, and she had twins, two twin girls, and then they wanted to have one more kid.
Right.
And,
just one.
That ended up being sextuplets.
Yeah. So they have 8 kids.
So now they have 8. And they all have very distinct characters.
Popping out kids like Tic Tacs.
Some of them are really kind of fucked up. And
yeah, that's a lot of fucking kids.
They're like needy kids. They're constantly like,
Tony B in the chat room. Kieran is a fag. He wants to rub his belly and pound down 11 inches of goodness.
You are.
All right, whatever.
You just give them more and more
when
material.
When
to
you
rip
jerk
apart.
Off, do you like rub your chest and your stomach while you're jerking off with your other hand?
Ew.
No.
I don't want that visual, Heidi. What's wrong with you?
We're thinking of Kieran.
I've been watching the African-American porno this week, though.
Yeah.
White guys, black chicks.
That's your thing?
Well, at least for this week.
Oh, chicks? How many chicks?
Just one black chick.
Oh, any of the themes, like this guy coming out of the woods, who's like this big, beastly Amazon guy?
It's all Naughty America, whatever Naughty America.
My theme this week is the older chick and the younger chick. The lesbian, older, younger.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of digging that.
Man, I don't like the lesbian.
Like the 35-year-old, 40-year-old chick and like the 22-year-old.
The 35-year-old chick's the older chick, huh? Yeah.
35, 40. Mm-hmm. Well, older chick of the two. Not like they're in the same age group. Heidi, I wasn't going anywhere with it. You took it the wrong way.
No, I'm not taking it like anything. It's just
older
just
and younger.
A little bit.
No, it shouldn't sting.
Oh, you know what was... go ahead. Black porn.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Heidi? I'm just playing some porno music because we're talking about porno.
Last night we went to see Louis C.K. and he was talking about how he's not interested in 22-year-old girls anymore. He's like, yeah, I mean, they're hot, you know, but they're not going to fuck me.
They're not women, they're girls.
But he's really turned on now by his wife, who's 40. And
she's a woman.
And it was actually a little bit of an ego boost, you know, hearing that somebody was really turned on by a mature woman. Yeah. I feel really sexy. Because I'm a woman.
So now you can bang guys like Louis C.K.?
Yeah, I could have Louis C.K.
There you go.
Probably,
there you go. Love
I almost screamed out at him, I'd bang you! But I didn't.
You should have. That would have been good.
You chicks need to bang like young dudes, right? The chicks do that? Chicks do that, right? They're like young dudes. A little fucking go-getter who's 21. Anybody?
When I was 28, I was into like 19, 20-year-olds.
Nice.
You fucking strong cone any of them?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
The old strong cone. Because
those kids, they can shoot past your head.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's like a rocket.
You don't like the crash?
Hey, that's me! Oh my god, it's me!
I was mentioned on my own radio show.
Weird.
Oh, show reference.
Asshole.
I'm going to get on mic and plug myself.
I'll be on Lunatic Radio Sunday nights. Check it out.
I can shoot high and far!
Yes, and that's a sought-after skill.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so we haven't covered anything yet. We got a lot of news to do today. We want to do the BME Olympics thing, right? We got to do that.
Do we want to do that?
I want to see it. I haven't even seen it.
Well, did you see what was posted in the smut section on your message board?
I didn't want to see it. I wanted to.
But that wasn't it. That was something else, BME, and it was horrifying. That I was like, oh my eyes!
I hear it's some fucking nasty shit. But
and
that's
I
the
can
latest
take
craze.
Some nasty shit. But this was like, oh my god. Bad. Really bad.
She had a log on her chest, but this was ridiculous.
It's bad?
Yeah, it's like, it. Horrible.
Puking bad? I can't take shit, that's the thing. Like, anything with shit. Is there any
what
shit involved?
Boogers?
I didn't see shit.
Boogers
I saw something that looked like a penis that was going to explode.
What if he blew, what if the guy was blowing boogers on the girl?
Oh God!
Should I open up that clip on the board? Is that
it opens right up? It starts playing.
Are we going to do that now?
You wanna look at it. Where is it? Where did
I
put it?
Might as well.
We'll
talk.
All right, do it. Yeah, why not? We'll do the BME Olympics right now.
It's a little brunch. Well, but it's not the Olympics. That's on the smut section.
It's like a
montage thing. It just starts going through clips like fast.
Oh, it's not the BME Olympics.
No, it's BME something else. It's something else posted on there.
What's BME stand for?
I don't know.
Where the fuck is it?
I thought it was in the smut section.
It was in the smut section. Did someone
delete it? It's the latest sensation going around the internet.
Really
for chaos, Chris. It's everybody likes to watch the gross out videos.
I don't actually.
I don't know.
I don't know what it was called.
I hate those pornos where they put the cum in a glass and they have to drink it out of a champagne glass. I'm like, ugh.
Okay, yeah.
It's called cream pie, isn't it?
That's not what.
It
no, I don't think so. Cream pie is when you're getting banged in every hole or something like that.
I can't even look at that.
What?
This is all right. So this is what was put in the. There you go, Kieran.
What is that? All right. So this is not bad. I can watch this.
He's stuck a fucking firework in his dick.
The guy just, all right, there's a guy coming, and there's a guy cutting his penis open. There's a guy,
this is in the smut section.
Cutting
boy.
His dick off.
Who posted it?
All right, that's a little gross. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That guy just stuck something down his
Oh, he's in his beard. bee sting his dick. What an asshole.
All right, Rod, cut it off.
All right.
I told you, I couldn't even look at it. I was...
Wow.
Well, I lasted longer than that one.
Who posted that?
Now, what was Circumsteller that? Posted it in the board.
Circumsteller? Who the hell is that?
He's a listener. You what? Like, you well, pay you, attention.
You're
to
not on
listeners.
The board that much either.
it was on a thread called "Soothe Your Eyes After Two Girls, One Cup." Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, God, so that was crazy. Just lunaticradio.com is his board. Everybody, log on. It's fun.
It's fun.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
It's fun.
Do not go there.
The kids
There's
like
some
it.
Nasty shit on there.
The kids like it.
Damn.
It's all the rage.
All right, we're back right after this.
Hey, this is George Clooney. Hey, this is Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, this is Angelina Jolie, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Uncensored broadcast from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast player. The UBroadcast player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. In the middays, everybody. Yeah, let's not play the BME Olympics, because we didn't even play it. We played something else. And if that's,
that was enough.
It's the same thing, right, Heidi? Like, guys just cutting their own dicks off and shit?
Yeah, apparently a guy takes a hatchet and chops off his cock and balls.
Why?
And I'm not interested in promoting or endorsing that type of thing.
By the way, OPTAB covering Nirvana, everyone. Breathe.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Love the old time. Breed. You guys going with it? You like it?
Yes.
All right. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202. Loon, that's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Cringe Humor Show Awards, December 16th at Comics in Manhattan, everybody. Please show up to this. It's a great event. Even though Patrick from Cringe Humor, the guy, the face, he's on the show. People love him. Yeah, Dal plays the event, but it's going to be a great event.
Absolute idiot. He doesn't even realize it himself.
He loves to downplay the event, but it's going to be really, really a great time. So please log on to cringehumorshow.com and purchase your tickets. It's $15 for advance tickets. Day of tickets are $20. If you log on to cringehumorshow.com and type in the promo code CH1216, you save $5, which means you're
it's an incredible value. You can't go to a comedy show for $10.
$10.
You can't see these guys for $10.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's an incredible value.
And Patrick always puts on great shows.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Always good.
And this one's better than most.
I mean, because it's a special event.
It's awards. You know, there'll
you
be awards given out.
Get to see the best of 2007.
You get to see Rocket's production.
A lot of interaction. Right. There's a lot of interaction with the crowd because Voss is the host and there's a lot of that. You know, Voss is very good at keeping the crowd engaged.
Yes.
And it'll be a long show, but that's the thing. You won't even notice it because
It's a good time.
The way Voss hosts the show, it's incredible.
Right?
So you'll see some comedy. You'll see some awards given out. You know, guys doing stuff off the cuff. Yeah. Rock and I will be broadcasting in the lobby in the bar area starting at 6. The show starts, the Cringe Humor show, the awards show starts at 8 o'clock. Log on to comicsny.com for more information. Also, another thing to tell you guys about at the Holiday Inn in Parsippany, New Jersey, January 5th at 9 p.m., our buddy Josh Gogan will be doing some comedy there. Headliner is Patrice O'Neill. What is it? Dante Nero?
Dante Nero. Yep.
Dante Nero. It's a comedy show. The Holiday Inn. Call 973-355-3339.
Don't forget Kenny Michaels.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show.
Kenny yes. Show, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
He's been on Opie and Anthony a few times now.
Oh, there you
Conti
go.
Conti and Kenny on Cringe Humor Radio.
Can they log on to cringehumorshow.com for this?
We'll be putting up the information soon, yeah.
On cringehumorshow.com.
In the meantime, just go to jjcomedy.com.
So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes.
All right.
If you missed the award show, hit us up in Jersey.
I have a great clip here, a news clip. You know, I love when the news fucks up.
Yes.
And I have a great clip here of a, I guess this guy was doing a story on a lady getting struck by lightning.
Your boy.
And the story's not, is not what's funny. Is I guess the guys in the control room had a little fun with this one.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'll just play it. You'll figure it out. Here we go. I hate control.
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and then she defied all odds and woke up.
I
So the video clip got fucked up?
Well, obviously, there was a problem with that tape. She doesn't really sound like that. She doesn't remember the accident, but the evidence is clear. I am so sorry. Laura's learning to walk again after the lightning burned her legs. And we'll have more on that story and hopefully get that tape fixed for you.
How perfect is that?
And he's all cheery about it.
Oh, he's cracking up.
They were going to a little B-roll of the lady, you know, talking.
Because it was a video,
talking.
Too, and she was like, blah, blah, blah.
A little vid of the lady giving some comments about her
professional.
Tragic accident. And the guy's in the control and fucked up the tape. I don't believe that they actually fucked up the tape. That was just funny. That was just the guy in the control room. He's sitting there fucking running the board for 8 hours a day.
He should have handled it like fucking Tom Brokaw handled tax cunts. He just kept going.
Yeah.
You know?
I need a little chuckle in my life. I'm going to fucking fuck with this video. It is kind of funny.
It is.
We were playing a Soulja Boy song last week on the... I don't know if anybody listened to last week's show, did they?
I
Rock,
actually missed
what are the
it.
Numbers coming in? What are the ratings?
Eight.
Eight. Good.
It was just a number. No real relation to anything, just a number. Eight.
The Soulja Boy.
Times 1,000, right?
You're so times funny. 1,000? Sure, whatever you want. Divided by 8,000.
And by 8, missing out on that show, I also missed out on ever hearing that song because I've managed to successfully avoid hearing it.
Yeah, Soulja Boy, what is it called, Ron? Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em?
Yeah, Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em.
Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em. The latest rap sensation.
Is Heidi not a fan of Soulja Boy?
Apparently not.
I don't know. I just got turned on to the song by... By Rich Mahogany, one of our listeners. He had a rant about it on the message board there. I watch the MTV every once in a while, see people doing a little dance, because every rap song has to have a catchy hook or a dance that goes to it.
Yeah.
What was his name before Rich Mahogany? Wasn't it something else?
I don't know. Is it important,
Phoenix,
Chris?
Titan
was it like
Blade.
Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, way
something?
To just tangent it.
All right.
Thanks for the tangent.
Sorry. Leave that to us,
Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em. Here's the song that we love. And we believe that... this song was written in shorthand, right?
Shorthand.
Oh, play.
Soulja Boy up in the hoe. Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy, that Superman?
Get up on the table, Heidi. Get up on the table.
Why me you?
Get up on the table.
Why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy, why me you?
Now, Rocket last week actually read the lyrics, and there's not even one full word in the lyrics.
There's no real verse.
The actual lyrics read like dat, fo, show.
Really?
Ro.
So what we're thinking is that, you know, some sort of writer, songwriter, just wrote it in shorthand and like faxed it to Soulja Boy.
Right.
And he was like, okay, and just fucking read the shorthand.
It's into a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking Soulja Boy.
I can see that.
So baby, they Soulja Boy up in the hoe. Why me crank it, why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy, that Superman?
I believe somebody else on the show last week said that Soulja Boy hasn't evolved yet.
Right.
He hasn't hit his prime yet? Is that what they're saying?
No, they haven't. He hasn't hit his prime.
He's still working his way up to the big show?
Yeah.
Great, Soulja can't
Boy,
wait for that.
Soulja Boy actually got in a time machine in 1840 and came to the present and recorded this track.
Right.
He's Kanye West 2 days from now.
One of our listeners from, I believe, Kentucky, Sweet Titty Milk, I believe he's called.
Oh, nice. Holla.
I like that name.
He sent us...
Me too.
He sent us a remix. Apparently somebody made a remix of the Soulja Boy, so here we go.
Oh, let's see.
It is actually it's a rock and roll remix, I believe.
Great, man. That's cool that this guy went through all this work.
Yo! Just for you guys? And we got a new song. We all call the Soulja Boy. By the way, I got me some new bathing in. Soulja Boy, I'm in the song. Why be cranking, watch me roll.
Guys, this should be signed.
I would just loop that in my car.
It's a little It's a little better than the other one.
You wake up, you get coffee. This will work. Good,
that should be your new intro song.
Yeah, seriously.
You can probably sell this. Seriously, you can probably do something with this.
It's pretty good. I don't know if Sweet Teddy Milk actually made it. Maybe it's from somebody else. He's just passing it along. But there's a Seltzer Boy remix.
Doesn't it sound like a guy that would be named Sweet Teddy Milk?
Rock and roll version.
It was good, though. Definitely good.
Credit to you, sir. Good job.
You know what it is? It's this southern rap, man. You know, when rap started, it was East Coast, you know.
I blame those fucking guys. What are they called?
Transferred to the West Coast, the gangster rap. That was pretty good stuff, the West Coast stuff, you know.
Outkast. I blame Outkast.
Oh, Hotlanta.
You're blaming Outkast?
Yeah, because they're the ones that really started it.
True. They became popular.
Yep.
Yeah, but they were...
They sucked.
I
like the way you
move. No, it was Master P that started all shit. It was just, you know, the point is, Southern rap sucks, and it always has. There hasn't been one good artist out of the South.
Because the way they talk. It's really the way they talk.
They develop their own language. It's not even...
It's not real.
Well, I mean, when
they're just doing alphabet sounds.
When Lil Jon came out with that skeet, 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 whatever that was... When I first heard that, I was like, why would anybody listen to this?
Well, that's the thing. He's the guy that started the, like, not real language lyrics. Like, he doesn't use lyrics, Lil Jon.
How does the rest of that song go?
Doesn't matter. It's just horrible.
It repeats over and over again. I can't think of how it goes now, but I was so horrified that somebody's making money off of that.
Yeah, so Lil Jon like takes it down another notch, and now these guys took it down another notch. You know,
right.
So it just keeps getting worse and worse, and people keep buying it like idiots.
You know what it is? That actually, if you do now, I'm thinking about it. Most of these songs from the Southern rap artists just sounds like they're sounding out the alphabet for the most part.
Hey! Oh shit! Sounds like John the Naked Jedi in the shitter.
Yeah,
horrible.
He'd be a great southern rapper.
He gave a little. It was subtle because he was just talking, but he was like, "Well, I."
Yeah, right. It's like he was clearing his throat. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But he was really straining to poop.
That was bad.
Soldier boy, up in the hole. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman.
On the table, Heidi. On the table.
I don't get it.
Okay, yeah, do it.
There you go. All right, hold on. Heidi's doing a little dance. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason why fucking Southern rap is around.
Southern rap's good. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Suddenly, I'm getting.
Bring on the homies.
I'm starting to be a fan here.
Put some junk in that trunk, man.
Holla.
Yeah. Bring back
You're so white.
What? What did I do now?
You were so white sounding there.
I didn't say holler, you did.
No, the before, junk in the trunk.
Give me some junk in that trunk.
What are you trying to do? Is that Red Fox? Is that your Red Fox impersonation right there?
No, that's just my own creation.
Elizabeth!
It's my own creation, motherfucker.
Yeah, with the hand. This is I'm
dying. I'm coming up to see you.
Was it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yeah.
All right, good. Remember Sanford and Son, Kieran?
Yes, sir.
All right, just making sure you're in the loop with us.
He doesn't watch, you know, shows with writing.
He doesn't like black shows.
He watches.
Kieran does not watch black television.
Why are you calling me a racist? I love the black television. I watch the black porno.
Patrick has rubbed off on you. That's what it is.
Does that count as television?
No. Yeah, Patrick is in love with the N-word.
Patrick doesn't think he's a racist, but he really is a racist. Yes. He'll go, no, I'm not a racist. Well, he'll just make fun of everybody. And mean it, like he really does hate them.
He does that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He makes fun of everybody and thinks that's okay.
Yeah, but see, in his
it's
head,
all right, though.
He really does think those things. That's why he's not...
I don't think he's a racist.
I think he's a racist.
I think he's just comfortable with the N-word.
It's not just the N-word. He uses kikes, spikes, all kinds of stuff, and he means them.
Yeah, but doesn't he trashes white trash, doesn't he?
Not really. When was the last time you really... The worst word he'll use is hillbilly.
There you go. It's good enough.
That's not a real
He's filling a quota there.
That's not a curse word or anything.
Is there really any terms for white people that are really that offensive?
Yeah, honky.
Two white honky. People. Call me a honky. Honky cracker.
Well, you know, one word. The funny thing is, like, black people were nice when they came up with names for white people.
Call me a honky.
We call them niggers, and they came up with honky.
Wait, Kieran, you
I'd
play
rather
the,
be called a honky.
Kieran, you play the horn, so it kind of like makes it puts us in the clear. Is that what that does? Everything's
honky.
Okay.
That's
now.
Honky.
Oh, honky. Oh, honky. See,
got it. Honky.
I didn't realize we went that low in the comedy scale.
I'm trying.
Honky.
You know what you gotta do next time you have Patrick in here?
It's the midday's rock. It's morning Zoom time.
Make him, oh, I see.
Make him do 5 minutes of his material.
Who, Patrick?
Yeah.
He has 5 minutes of material?
Yeah. Yeah, let him do his one-liners. He's got Henny Youngman.
He has him?
Yeah, he's got him.
Do you have him call in? Do it.
He's got his Henny Youngman experience. He does these one... like he'll say like like he'll
he does
say like why did chicken cross the road and he'll just say something offensive.
So you're saying is Patrick like some
like
sort
Peter
of
Griffin?
Is he an inspiring Patrick writing in the chat room? He says he has no material.
He he calls it no material, but he doesn't. He has lines.
Yeah,
he has. He'll fool you and say I have no material, but he has it.
He has it all set up. He wants deep down. He really wants to be a comedian,
and he practices them on his girlfriend.
Oh, that poor woman. Yeah. That poor woman. No,
she said he saves it up for you, Chris.
Oh, sometimes he saves it up for me.
That, like, he doesn't do that except when he's around you, right. And then all of a sudden the one-liners start
flying.
Because he has to see what your reaction's going to be.
Yeah, I'm the judge. I'm the comedy judge.
Okay.
Mr. Deej in the chat room is asking if, here's a callback.
Wow, callback? Serious callback.
Does Patrick and Cousin Rob use the same joke?
No. See, Cousin Rob is a one-trick pony. He just does dead baby jokes.
Yes.
But they're effective because it's all about the delivery.
Hey, Rock, remember the Filthy Elvis?
Sure do.
A long time ago.
A while ago.
To refresh your memory, here's Filthy Elvis.
Father. Yeah.
You could actually find that show by going lunaticradio.com/playnow. All our shows are there. Or lunaticradio.com/download.
Are they? MP3.
They are, because we got to advertise, because we do nothing.
Oh, that sucks, Rock. My fucking computer just froze up.
Really?
It did.
Are you trying to play from the CD?
No. It just froze up.
Really?
It did. Oh, well.
You suck, Kieran.
Motherfucker.
Now I can't even take a break because everything's controlled by the computer.
Oh, my God. Well, yes, we could still take a break because people who download the show won't know, Kieran.
Oh, right.
That's right, but you keep forgetting. He thinks he's on the fan right now.
Oh, WF.
Someone call up the schmooze. Let him
go. Hi, Kieran. We back out of this.
All right. I guess we got to take a break because the computer froze.
Okay.
And I got to get rid of all this stuff.
Get out of the road, Kieran.
Wait. Oh, hold on. No, this audition closed, so we didn't lose everything. It's just audition.
Yeah.
So
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after we figure out the computer problem.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey guys, this is Hobbs, and I just took a shit for LunaticRadio.com. That's about the best thing I could think of. And, you know, Katie makes fun of me for making such big noises. Anyway, I took.
Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucker.
God bless you, people.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
Computer problem solves.
Yay!
Hey, that's why I'm here.
Here, Rock in Studio. It's the LunaticRadio.com show in the middays, everybody, for listening live. Thanks, everybody, in the live chat room, stick cam chat room.
Chris,
whatever.
That's all I really do. I just push the power buttons here.
You give yourself too many accolades.
Well, that's all I really
you're
do
always
here.
Always saying, oh, I do this, I do that.
I just say that to you.
It's just ridiculous.
I'm constantly trying to impress you, Chris. You're
an attention whore.
From the Chaos Radio Show.
Chaos Radio Show coming back in November 30th.
November 30th, coming back to the airwaves.
That's a Friday.
8 or 9 p.m. We decided
that. 8 or 9 p.m.
It's the new and improved Chaos Radio Show.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Should be good.
It's minus one of our original cast members.
Which is an improvement. Thank you.
All right, we were talking about the Filthy Elvis stuff before. I don't want you getting into more radio wars, Chris.
I'm not. This guy is gone. He's off the radio war map.
Did you kill him?
Although Runch Fox attacked our chat room again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He attacked our chat room again.
Who cares?
He called you guys out again. He always calls you guys out.
I don't care what anybody says.
I can do it better than those lunatic radio guys. Tune into my chat room on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Pacific.
All I know is I have to do 3 hours of radio each week, and then I can masturbate whenever I want.
I hear you.
For 3 hours each week, I cannot masturbate. That's all I know.
Give yourself the old strong cone.
Right. The old strung cone try. All right, we're talking about Filthy Elvis. Everybody remember Filthy Elvis? He was a guy we had on the program a while ago. He is an Elvis impersonator who does parody CDs. Here's a little taste from his first album he sent us. What? What are you laughing at, Chris? You like the strung cone.
When I thought of it, I said...
I strung cone the F out of her.
From now on, I'm going to ask.
That was apostrophe
D. Now on, when I need to get laid, I'm going to ask Chris to give me the old strong cone.
That is awesome.
Oh, baby, you know what I want tonight. For
you? Thank you, sir. Damn it. Now you look like a hero.
There you go. I'm a hero, everyone.
I hate everything you stand for.
Can you mix up a little strung cone for us?
Come on, baby. Give me the old strung cone.
You guys want a strung cone right here in the studio?
Let's get this sound clip.
Yeah.
I got 5 seconds to spare.
Come on. Do the sound clip.
Oh, baby, you know, it's been so long. I just want you to bend me over the bed and get me the old strong cone. Yeah, how about that?
Nice.
Karen's like, safe.
You know what I was thinking tonight?
Stick on my iPod.
A little strong cone action.
Silence!
Wait.
But obviously people don't know like what it really means.
Wait a minute, Patrick says strong cone is when you dip your cock in marinara sauce and fuck a girl in the asshole.
And slap her about the face.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, you know, God. This is funny.
Like to see a porn where a guy dips his dick in marinara and then rubs it all over a girl's face.
I'm starving.
Speaking of which, how do you say we can film a porn and put it on the internet?
What?
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Wow.
There you go. That's it. I'm going to make, Patrick's wish come true. I'm going to do the marinara sauce bit.
Oh, wait. You're going to be in it?
Well, if Patrick's going to make one.
Just make a solo film.
Patrick
Heidi.
Said he did. He did already.
Heidi?
Patrick said he's filmed the porn and put it on,
UView2.
Not legally, though.
UView2.
Yeah, he put it on.
Is that legal?
Dude, we got to get Patrick to call in.
Patrick did a foot fetish porn.
Patrick Collins had a radio program.
He jerked off on his girlfriend's feet and put it
on. We'll get to the Filthy Elvis stuff.
No one's face is in it, but his cum is on someone's feet. And it's on the internet.
Ugh.
It's all over the place.
Patrick,
I've got to watch that.
I don't, actually.
I need to see that.
I don't need to see that.
I do.
You really that anxious to see Patrick's strong cone?
I want to see Patrick giving the old strong cone to somebody's
face. That's great when Heidi says it. When Chris says it, just...
I have to go like this.
Yeah, give me the old strong cone.
When Chris says it, I always think of, like, just strombolis. For some reason.
Give me the old stromboli.
That's delicious.
Pat, what's up?
I don't know where these allegations are coming from.
What allegations? You told me that last night, didn't you? You said you've You said you've been a contributor. You said you were a contributor to the site. You said that. Those are your
words. I said I might, but I contributed elsewhere.
Oh, you did contribute elsewhere.
Yeah, on somebody's feet.
Dude, give us a clip. Come on, send us a clip right now.
I don't want you guys seeing my rotten little mule shooting.
I knew you did this. I had audio of this a long time ago, right?
I don't know.
On the show, on the Chaos Radio show, I had audio of Patrick jerking off on a girl's fucking feet, and I knew it. I told you it was him. You
guys, that wasn't me.
Yes.
I never used the term alabaster in my life.
They're so soft and dainty and alabaster.
Oh, okay. Ew, Patrick!
I'm not a porn star, okay? I look like Slimer without a shirt on. I'm not fucking...
Dude, listen, we got you, man. You have porn on the internet somewhere, and you have to reveal it. You have to.
I don't have to reveal it.
Yes, you do, dude. Come on.
Shut up, Chris. Stop it.
Look at you. You're all fucking embarrassed and shit.
I'm hung like an acorn. It's disappointing. That's why I don't want anyone to know.
So I keep, what?
I just wrote in the data. I'm like, Patrick is hung like steel.
Aren't we all hung like acorns? Who cares? Come on. Kieran and Peter, you want
to... Whatever. You know, it's... there's no faces involved or anything, so...
Yeah, so what? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question. When you uploaded it, was there, like, excitement and glee? Or, like, I'm an idiot?
You reach out for, like praise or... Not praise, but just, like, you want to feel it out to see if people would enjoy what you're into. You know, I forget. I got open work, so I'm very tired, but...
You're now going delving into the mind of just a fucking freak. This kid.
I dig Patrick.
Patrick
can tell me tomorrow that he killed like five people and I still like him.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't rat him out. But
I wouldn't rat him out.
This guy is a fucking porn freak, man.
Tony B, your number one fan, Patrick, from Hamilton, New Jersey, says your cock is as big as Lex Steele's.
Yeah, I wish. I wouldn't have a 9-to-5 if that was the case. If you guys are interested in seeing an average penis ejaculating onto a pair of soles, and by all means,
give us the website.
Visit my Clips for Sale store.
At least give us the website it's on. Don't give us the direct link. Just give us the website it's on.
Yeah.
Let us
do a little investigation.
Let's do a little investigating and find out. All I gotta
tell you is I pretty much pay my rent with the stuff I've done.
Really? Whoa! Wow.
So you're a real porn star then.
What? Do you own Naughty America?
No, I don't. I don't own it. It's right. You get a nice check every month and it pays pretty much the whole rent.
Holy shit!
I love this guy.
We gotta get involved.
Wow.
I need some
Whoa,
money.
Listen to Heidi. I'll shoot.
Dude, this is crazy shit you're involved in, isn't it?
Can I be an
expert? It's not crazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is gonna fuck me and there goes the family business.
The family business. All right there, Seymour Butts.
No one has to know. It's internet radio.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, can we edit this out of the podcast?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Done.
Is your girlfriend there with you? Come on, that's a lot of work. Is your girlfriend there?
I kicked Natalie out. I told her to go to New York City and shop because I wanted to jerk off.
Wow.
And send it in?
Put it on YouTube?
Yeah, and send it in?
Yeah, on fatbellystrokers.com.
I bet there's a site for that.
Belly Strokers.
All right, let me ask you a question. What made you want to do this?
I've ever since I was on the internet, like in 1999, I've fucking been just infatuated with porn. I wasn't getting laid that often, so I grew up with fucking porn. So I figured, hey, now I finally got a chick who's willing to let me fucking videotape it. I might as well put it out there.
I love you.
Wow.
I love you, Patrick.
Oh, stop it. I'm never going to live this down.
I want some Christmas gifts this year.
Pat, this
you know what I want.
This is exclusive stuff. This is breaking news, man. This is fucking...
It's not breaking news. This is going to bury me. This is going to come back and haunt me.
Patrick is a porn star, dude. I'm not. Porn star, man. You ever have a friend that's a porn star? I now have a friend that's a porn star.
I do, too, now.
I'm not.
Yes.
There's no intercourse.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You get paid to put
to do sex.
Yeah, fetish porn counts as porn.
That's porn, dude. You're a porn star.
It's not. It's a hobby.
Listen, we've all grown up. Listen, we all
one
grown
hell
up,
of a hobby.
We
I
all
love
grew
it.
Up saying, "Wow, I wish I could be a porn star. Fuck all those chicks."
Well, you know what? In Patrick's defense, most people nowadays. This is brought up by a Ghost Rocker in the chat room. Most people nowadays have a little bit of some sort of risque video on the internet. So maybe not porno, but there's something out there. No, I'm not saying I do, but a lot of people do. It's not just like something that's
I think every healthy couple that's, you know, a little kinky, they videotape their own shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a form of voyeurism.
Yeah. Everybody's a voyeur.
I love that UVU2 site because it's all amateur shit. And, I mean, there's a lot of fat chicks, but I get more like excitement out of that than watching something that's so.
Yeah, I'm into that. I've been visiting that site for years. I found a way to fucking download the videos on that too, which makes it even better.
Ah, there you go.
Pat, so do you script these scenes?
Take us through
a scene. Come on, take us through a scene.
I'll tell my co-star what the premise is, and that's it.
What's the premise? Give us a
premise.
So
it's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm. You've got a rough storyline and...
Right, it's a little improv.
I like it. Do you come up with like an idea and you're just like, let's go for it?
Yeah, well, usually people email us ideas.
What are you... Oh my God, so you're interacting with... You have fans?
Do you have fans,
wow.
Patrick?
No comments.
Oh, awesome.
Patrick's a porn star,
man. It really is.
I'm not.
Yes, he is. Patrick is a fucking... I have all new respect for you, Patrick.
Can I build your website? Can we generate revenue?
A revelation here.
Stop it. Yeah. It's little low-quality amateur shit.
Let's generate some revenue, sir.
Dude, you are my fucking idol now. Jesus. Look, this is crazy.
Rich Mahogany's chiming in with a storyline in one of Patrick's pornos. Here's a storyline. Patrick is a shoe salesman in Harlem.
Okay. We'll call it cum covered nigger toes.
Pat, can we give you ideas and you do it?
He had to get it in.
No.
Come on.
No. It's just.
That's actually.
It's one specific fucking fetish and that's it.
We want to be fans too.
Is the URL patsmoldick.com.
Yeah, /Kieran.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, now here it is.
No,
it's racistporn.com.
Dude, come on. Take us through a scene. Give us one scene.
Give us the gist of one scene, Patrick.
This is gonna bury me. I'm going to fucking...
No.
My comedy business is going to go down.
No, it won't. It'll skyrocket now.
Patrick, just so you know, we're so excited now.
Dude, you don't understand. Yeah. This is awesome.
I'm just standing here with a blank face.
I have to go into hiding now.
You're our
don't
idol.
Do it, man. Come on. You're the best. This is incredible.
I have to go into hiding now. This is it.
Come on. Give us a scene.
I'm going to be signing autographs at the AVN Expo.
Fuck yeah.
Here's a new domain, Rich Mahogany. BellyRubbersAndRacistDicks.com.
That is taken.
Come on, seriously, give us a scene, man. Set a scene for us.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
By the way, Rocket on the chat room video writes subtitle Patrick Butts.
Patrick Butts.
Wow, I'm going to...
Patty Balls.
I'm going to be buried.
Patty Balls.
Patty Balls, I'm going to call you.
I'm going to be buried.
All right, just give us a scene.
I'm done. I'm finished.
Just give us a scene.
I quit the biz.
Just give us a scene.
No, it's foot fetish shit. You can't fucking... it's not that involved.
Yes, the underscores. Patrick_dick.zip. Get him while it's hot.
So, Pat, do you just, like, screw the dialogue and all that other stuff? Just go straight to the clip?
Yeah, it's Gonzo style, okay? I'm not that well-versed.
Question coming from Cockney in the chat room. Do you do the annoying echo game in your pornos at any point?
Yeah. Somebody coming your souls? Coming your souls?
How many different ways can you do this?
Honey, stick it in my ass? In your ass?
In your ass.
How many different ways can you do this?
No, my co-star doesn't get naked at all.
No, I'm saying, no. What I'm saying is, how many different ways can you do it? Like, you know,
dude, there's an idiot out there that likes every fucking little stupid aspect.
Mm-hmm. And he asks you
know what I mean?
So, like, rubbing your dick across the top of her toes, rubbing your dick between her 2 feet, like, pressed together. The souls.
Yeah, the oily fucking whatever.
Right.
And you get paid per download or just?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
This is incredible.
This is fucking awesome.
Are we going to get the link or what?
Dude, come on.
Can we please have the link, Patrick, please?
You know what? It's Patrick's little thing. It's his little enterprise. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know about it.
But we can generate some more revenue for the guy.
Shit, yeah.
Failure is a comedy producer.
I'm never
success
living
is
down.
A
this is going to haunt me.
You know what, Patrick? I'm your friend. That's your own personal business you got going on right there. I wish you luck with it, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
I do too. I wish you luck with it also.
Karen masturbates in public places. That's a little bit
awesome.
Everybody wants to see that.
Yeah, I jerk off on elementary school students. That's why I don't want to tell anyone. Oh.
Chris, did you mention how this conversation came up initially? Like, it seems like. God.
I don't know what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
No,
you guys wanted to start a porn site.
Yeah, we were joking around and we said something. We're going to start a porn site. And you're like, yeah, I already do it. Like, he was like,
just nonchalant.
Yeah, I'll show you how to do it.
No, I know how it started because you were saying how I had told you that I know people in Suffolk who have lived in Suffolk their whole life on Long Island and never gone into Manhattan.
Right.
And you said to Patrick you thought that he would be one of those people if it weren't for his comedy gig.
Right.
And Patrick said no, that the reason why he started going into the city was to get cheap and better porn.
He said he would go on porn
cheaper,
field trips.
Cheaper, better porn, yes.
Really?
Tell us about the porn field trips, Patrick.
Hold on. I feel like Patrick feels like he's being thrown underneath the bus here.
Come on, he talks about that. He would talk about this eventually anyway.
Patrick?
I don't know. I don't
want to
get fucking
the
end. Not literally.
Ho, ho.
Hold on. Traffic
on
the eights.
Pat, I'm telling you, this is like the most startling
thing
ever. This is amazing.
Dude, it's like nothing to me. It's not a big deal.
But it is to us.
We
don't do this. We don't do this.
Holy shit, it's fun. It's fucking fun.
We're doing it.
We're doing it now. Thank you.
All right. You want to swap models?
No. Here we go.
See, this is where he's going to take it now. He's going to take it to this level.
Oh, no.
Patrick, do you want any jerking off fucking vids? I'll send them your way. I got them.
Oh, what was it? IrishJokers.com?
Yeah, right. On there.
How about a circle jerk on one pair of feet?
So I'll tell you what, I'll throw myself underneath the bus as well. If you log on to my MySpace, my personal MySpace, my sister-in-law, thank you very much, put up a picture of me holding my boner on my MySpace. So you can go and log on and check that out and Photoshop it if you want.
Keep that up,
go ahead,
please,
people. I feel bad.
How many movies?
They're like not fucking full feature films. They're like little segments. What?
Vignettes?
Yeah, little vignettes, little glimpses.
Glimpses? You tease your viewers, don't you? See, you know how come you know how to market your porn star career and you can't market the comedy shows? What's up with that?
Because there's a lot more money to be made in the fucking porn industry than comedy.
Look at him, man. This is incredible news. This is incredible news.
You know what would make a killing? Comicsbanging.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, Pat.
I've always wanted to see Patrice O'Neill in the action there.
Yes. Can we do
it? Yeah, I want to see that fucking savage rape someone.
He likes to have his nipples rubbed.
All right, come on. You're putting the guy in a bag.
All right, let me just one last question.
One last question. We'll let you go, Pat.
How many vignettes?
Wow. Probably two dozen right now.
Wow.
Dude, you are a porn star.
You're legit.
A porn star.
Yeah.
You're legit.
I'm not.
Dude, you can put a best of out there and you can sell the video. You can sell the DVD and you can make tons
of
money.
Dude, it's the internet. It's fucking easy.
Dude, we'll get behind
fucking
this.
Easy.
Me and Rocket will get behind this and we'll fucking.
What? Wait, slow down. Slow down there, killer.
Dude, we'll make some money off this fucking.
Generate
thing,
revenue,
man.
Sir.
Generate revenue for you, my friend.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm fine.
I got new content.
We're going to build a website just for Patrick.
Here's a new script.
Pattyballs.com.
Pattyballs.
That firewire is going to be getting a lot of use.
Dude, seriously, man. What do you say?
No, that's all right. We'll stick to the comedy, all right?
Pat, we need to start promoting this.
Talk about cringe radio.
Mm-hmm. Pat, we need to make you the star that you are.
I'm not a star, okay?
You certainly are. You've shown us the way.
Really? Why? Yes. I've inspired millions?
I think so. I think now they know you can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, then, I'm glad, and I encourage everyone to fucking jerk off on feet and make money off of it.
Nice.
I guess I got to make a new link on the Cringe Humor website, porn.
Patty porn. Patty porn.
Well, I guess the next time you're in studio, this is going to be very interesting, Patrick.
No.
We're going to look at you.
I'm done.
Patrick,
you're coming back.
This had better be fucking edited out, because if Natalie finds out I'm even talking about it, it's over.
She's not going to do that.
She's gonna find out?
He's trying to. I'm gonna call his bluff.
Bad.
How about that filthy Elvis, Rocket?
How about it? More like filthy Patrick.
Pat, seriously. Seriously. Tell us more about this, because we're so intrigued. Come on, man.
No. It's a mystery.
It's obviously not a mystery.
No, that's. You reached your limit.
I did?
Yes, that's it.
What else you got? What else you got? Cringe Humor Show Awards? Let's hear about that.
Yeah, December 16th. Come down to comics. See who's going to win Best Comedian.
See Patrick's hammer. He'll whip it out.
Best punk clip of the year.
All right, Patrick.
Oh, Patrick, this is gold, sir.
Pat, we love you, man.
Yeah, love you, man.
Thank you. I'm sure this won't be the last I hear this, and I'm done.
Pat, this is like the best appearance you've ever had on the show, and you know it.
I can't return to the show until this blows over, so it was nice seeing you guys. I'll see you on the 16th.
Oh.
Patrick, I'll be stopping over soon. Alone. Oh.
There you go. You just got a new fan and a new star. There you go. You got a co-star.
There you go. I'll give her residuals.
A footprints?
Yeah, you'll give her residuals.
Residuals.
All right. You'll give her residuals.
It won't be in check form.
Chris gets 10%.
Yeah. That's right. He gets 10% of everything I earn.
He certainly does.
Patrick's going to residual all over your feet, Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, awesome. Next time you make a film, can you just say, Strong Cone!
Oh, yeah, seriously. Get some show references in there.
That'll be the name of the clip, the old awesome. Strong Cone job.
The old strong cone. Dude, nice. That's fucking great.
The old strong cone.
That's great. Good job, man.
All right, we love you, Patrick.
Thank you, sir.
You're the best, man.
Yeah, it was nice knowing you guys, and I wish you good best of luck in your future.
All time, Pat. You're the best of all time.
Hall of Famer, sir.
Hall of fucking
famer. We're retiring your jersey.
Yes, we are. We're hanging it up here right in the studio.
Best of all time.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. Laugh it up.
We'll see you on the 16th for the Cringe Humor Show Awards.
Yeah, I'm canceling the show.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Stop. Don't say that.
That's my big voiceover break, man.
Yeah, don't do that, Patrick.
Yeah, you don't disappoint Heidi.
Come on, Betty Bulls.
All right, Patrick. Take care of yourself. Don't eat a gun. Just keep it good.
We love you, Patrick.
There you go. That's Patrick from CringeHumor.net.
Everybody.
Wow. Revelations. Startling
revelations.
Huge. Hey, best of luck with it.
Very highest.
I'm cool with it.
That's fucking incredible, man. I'm telling you. Because I thought he was just fooling around.
It's not a big deal.
No, it's not. But I'm telling you, it's incredible because like he had the foresight to realize, hey, I can make some fucking extra cash.
Yeah.
No one's identity will be revealed. No one's going to, you know, whatever.
That's true.
No one I know is going to see. You got these fucking people who like this shit, and I can make money off.
And he didn't reveal anything there that's going to embarrass him.
No.
I don't think, you know? Nobody, I think it's fine. Yeah. Patrick from CringeHumor.net. By the way, December 16th, everybody, comics. Remember that. Log on to CringeHumorShow.com.
Everyone listening owes it to Patrick to go to that show now.
Yeah, go to the show.
After what he gave you.
Cringe
Shake
Humor
his
Awards.
Hand.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I think that's where the danger is if people actually come out and then there's a personal interaction that would be witnessed.
Wow.
Patty Bulls, man.
Because then it'll get heated.
But no one's going to find this video anyway. So
that
matter.
Was cringe for me right there.
Yeah,
I didn't know where to go with it.
It was cringe for him, that's for sure.
A lot of respect for that guy.
Patrick's the best, man.
I know. When he gets uneasy about something, I don't want to hammer him on
we
it.
We fuck
know?
Around a lot, but he's the best.
He is a good guy. He's got a lot of respect, too. That's what I like about Patrick. All right, everybody. We'll take a break. We are going to get to the Filthy Elvis stuff because he was a nice guy and he sent me his new Christmas album. So we'll do that after the break. Take a break, come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to LunaticRadio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered.
Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
Oh shit! Motherfucking psycho sticks on this motherfucker! You feel the psycho stickness up in this bitch? Like it gives you a put it hot on. Like your mama's ass, by the way. I wanna tell you, your mama's ass makes crackalicious so horny. You a big fat driving one. Back in the day, you used to ride my ass. I wanna bang you so hard that you get whiplash. Drinking, cooking, shit, and drinking from all your sons. Damn, you bang so good. Not like those 40-30. You an old bitch, but still a faxy lady.
You live in Sun City,
but still you're driving crazy.
Your mama's so pretty. I wanna touch her boobies. She's got a fine booty. I think your mama do
that. She's got the perky tits and she's got a tight butt. Yeah. I'm a little older, but she's still a bastard. She's a foxy bitch, she's a mama like a boy. Do what I gotta do to get your mama my nerve.
Your mama's so pretty. I wanna touch her boobies. She's got a fine booty. Think your mama.
LunaticRadio.com. Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is The X.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznat.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Chilling out on the middays if you're listening live on Sunday. Rock's got a big concert to go to in Manhattan tonight.
Great. Of course, the Indecision, a little hardcore band.
Heidi and Chris from Chaos Radio, which is returning to the airwaves November 30th on Cringe Humor.
It's a big comeback.
Big comeback.
I'd like to say really quick, Karen, as Jenny's getting... taking a hit on
Jenny
the phone.
Taking a bong hit?
I just want to say real quick, thank you to everyone in the chat. I want to say thank you to everyone for coming to the chat room today because of the fucked up time. Still, we had a pretty pretty good amount of people show up, and it really means a lot to us. So thank you to everybody for showing up, and Jenny for coughing during my thank you.
As Jenny Blowjob, the worldwide booking agent, is ODing. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jenny, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing? It's so weird. I saw your post on MySpace. Listen to us in 15 minutes on live.
Did you see my boner pic on the MySpace page there?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks for keeping me in the loop there, guys. You're a good team player.
Mm-hmm. Did you see my boner picture on my MySpace page?
No. I'm afraid to look. You're like a brother.
Go log on. You see me holding my rod. It's pretty nice. Thanks to my sister-in-law,
really?
Who barged in on me in a bathroom.
All I see is a picture of a dog.
Scroll down, Jenny.
In the comments, right?
Yeah.
Is it in the comments?
Yes.
Yeah, scroll down. That's what I just said. Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm trying to check you out.
How slow is your computer?
A full-face strong cone. That's when you put hot marinara in your mouth and give him a blowjob.
Nice.
All right. Now, you know, somebody's thinking.
It comes with its own meatballs. Get it?
What about mozzarella? Hot, gooey mozzarella comes out at the end?
Huh?
Hot, gooey mozzarella comes out at the end?
I guess. Ew! Yeah.
Why is it ill? You don't like the hot mozzarella at the end? You don't like the payoff?
I'll swallow. I swallow. My teeth don't scrape.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
No, it tastes like salty fish eggs and sometimes bleach.
Really, does it?
Depends on the dude.
Yeah. Unless they're a vegetarian. There's no rod on Karen's page.
All right.
I never asked the girl what it tastes like. Does it really taste like that?
What?
Yeah, it really tastes like that. I do it anyway. But...
Why? Why do you do it?
Why is Jenny calling into the program today?
How come some girls really like it?
They don't. No girl really likes it. It's an act.
Is that true, Heidi?
Well, I don't normally taste it because it goes straight down the back of the throat.
That's
you know
a professional.
Yeah, see, like but when occasionally, be honest, occasionally it'll get on your tongue accidentally, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you let them do a money shot where your mouth's
sure,
open and they're
sure.
above you.
Yeah. It depends on the guy, though. Some guys' cum is a lot more palatable than others.
Exactly. Like, vegetarian guys are perfect.
And if they're on some kind of medication, it can be really toxic tasting. Just awful.
Anytime somebody says the word cum, I hit this little splooge thing.
It's true.
So, Jenny, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on in your world?
Nothing much.
Are you still getting laid?
No.
Damn it. Why do you blow my high, Karen, every time I have to call in?
I don't know. Why are you getting high? It's fucking Sunday afternoon.
Why wouldn't you be getting high Sunday afternoon?
It's 12 noon. I just woke up. I had a show last night.
Cool.
What kind of show?
A donkey show. Kidding.
That's great.
Awesome.
All right, Jenny, we're going to let you go because we've got a ton of stuff to do on the show today.
I know. Are you going to talk about Filthy Elvis and make fun of him some more?
No, he's a nice guy, I think.
You're such a liar.
He's not great at doing the interviews, but his music's kind of funny, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. His music's funny.
All right. So we're going to do that.
Okay.
You sit back and you smoke your bongs and you listen to the radio show, okay?
I will.
All right.
Hey, I'm coming to Florida, by the way. I just want to let you know.
That's great.
We're in New York.
Thanks for alerting all the people in Florida.
Sound the alarm.
Hey, thanks for that little heads up, Heidi, like I didn't know.
Sorry.
No, I just wanted to say, because I'm going to call you from Florida.
Cool.
I'm here.
All right. Have fun in Florida, Jenny.
I hate you. God, I hate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. I've never called
love you.
We West
love
Coast
you.
Association
whatever.
Represent.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a strong cone in my face right now.
Nice. Woo!
Everybody wins.
All right. Have fun, Jenny.
Bye.
Have fun
Bye.
With that. All right. Take care of yourself.
Wow, she really hates you guys.
I don't know. Not
she
really.
Doesn't. She hates Karen. She
hey, Filthy me. Elvis.
Yes. Hey, when you get to that.
Remember Filthy Elvis came on the show a long time ago.
But I also remember Filthy Patrick that interrupted.
Yeah, there we go. Here's a little Filthy Elvis, everybody.
The gown in jail. The prison made a circle jerking into a pail. I heard all the stories, but I couldn't believe the way everybody was looking at me and my cock. Yeah, my cock.
All right, he does the old Elvis parody songs, the old Dirty, right? I bring this up because Filthy Elvis actually mailed us his Christmas CD.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. That's cool.
The Christmas CD is coming. The season is coming along, and he sent us his Christmas.
How about that?
So when did we talk to him? That was like 2, maybe 3 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Last year.
No, it wasn't.
It was 2005, wasn't it?
Shut. 2005, yeah, that's 2 years
ago. Late 2005, I think.
Well, we are in late 2007. Chris, stop trying to always just be right, even though you have no evidence.
It feels like a shorter time.
Shut. Anyway, Filthy Elvis, Christmas.
Right.
Tangents.
He has a Christmas album out, everybody. I believe he sent me information on where you can get it. We're going to play a couple tracks, because you know what? It is kind of hacky, because you know, some of his song titles are kind of hacky.
Doesn't Christmas music start next week?
Like Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer?
Doesn't Christmas anybody? Music start next week? They start playing it after Thanksgiving.
Well, XM started playing it right after Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Man.
DJ found out it was May 8, 2006, so it was sooner.
Thank you,
God
Deej.
Damn it.
You're the man. You know you're the man.
All right, let's listen to some of the Filthy Elvis.
I am right,
crap.
Again.
I hate it. Shouldn't have said anything, but I can't.
Thank you, Mr. Deej. Thank you.
Here's one from his Christmas album. It's, you know, it's funny. I find it funny.
Yeah, no, it's a cool
I'm not usually into the parody things, but it's kind of funny. This one's called, well, Fuck You, Santa Claus, right? Eat
right.
Santa Claus. Here
good
we go.
Times.
Let me know what you think, Chris.
You Santa Claus, you shoot Santa Claus, I got another last year. You suck Santa Claus, at least you could have come across with a lousy case of beer. Hung around bloody and through the night, stayed up on Christmas Eve. I might have passed out a little after three.
Anything, anybody got any?
That's good, I like it.
All right, how about this one? I saw Mommy banging Santa Claus.
That's decent. I see this.
Yeah. At night. Here we go. No? I'm thinking this one's about farting.
Piles at night. My speedo's too tight. Rides can be held when they swell. Sam's ointment for
I feel like you people are not digging the Filthy Elvis.
The first
we're listening,
right.
Sir.
Why does Santa have dirty,
like talk show. We're listening.
Dirty BVDs? Why are they dirty?
How about track number 5, Pumping It With Someone Else's Hand?
Holla!
And finally, Rump a Dump Dump. Here we go, people. Stick
it's
with
been
it.
Been so long since I have taken a dump. Don't know
I like
what's
shit songs.
Happening now.
Shit songs are always good.
All that I eat goes down and just lays in a lump. I need a doctor just to
There you go. There you go. Filthy Elvis. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you to Filthy for
thank you.
Sending us a CD. That's we'll be spinning this throughout the Christmas and holiday season.
Get us in the mood.
If you like Filthy Elvis's, he wrote me the website. You can find his music at. You can purchase his album. CDBaby.com, LooneyTunesCDs.com, and I can't read the last one because Filthy has chicken scratch.
Why doesn't he get up on iTunes?
I don't know. Why don't you go call him and ask him?
I think I will.
Yeah.
All right.
What's his website? Does he have a personal website?
He's got myspace.com/filthyelvis.
There you go.
All right. There we go.
Actually doesn't have a website.
Listen, you filled your obligation. That's all you have to worry
about. Good luck, Filthy Elvis. I like his stuff. Come
on. That's cool.
I want the Psycho Stick Christmas CD.
Psycho Stick has a Christmas CD?
Sure do. I want that one.
Nice.
In an unrelated story, Kieran, going on in the chat room is the worst interview ever. Discussion. What has been LR's worst interview
ever?
Hey, all right.
What's the...
In a completely unrelated...
reference every interview I've done.
Completely unrelated.
What are some of the thoughts?
The Nudicles guy?
Who's the Nudicles guy?
Nah, that was pretty
the
good.
The dog balls?
I thought that one was pretty good.
A certain Miss Young came up.
Haley
but
Young?
But it couldn't have been... It wasn't yours, I think.
It was the second Haley. Young.
Yeah.
The one where she pretended to pick up a guy from
right.
Blockbuster.
Which I didn't think that was that bad. She was trying to be funny. Just turned ugly.
Best Buy.
Anyways.
No, the worst, not the worst, but that comic that wouldn't get off the phone.
Darren Carter.
Darren Carter. No, party starter.
Not even Darren Carter. Anthony Crescenzo. Oh, I was there for that.
I don't remember that.
And you're like, all right, this is...
And yeah, we're like, who's
and,
this?
And somebody couldn't say crescendo.
Yeah, and then...
Me. Me.
No, that was me. Yeah, me, I bunch goes, everywhere.
All right.
I can't say words like the.
And Kieran goes, all right, we're trying to get you off here. It's getting kind of weird.
I don't know.
I pat myself on the back
talking,
for that one.
We were talking about how we were fucking with him. Thought he was off the phone, and all of a sudden he started talking again. You remember?
Oh, yes. My God, that's right. Oh, wait. But Jenny just mentioned, remember Raina? Remember that bitch with the fucking porn
site? Oh, the webcam,
site?
The fat
she
webcam
show nothing.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so we got you on because...
Who was the girl that was, I guess, had sent you pictures and then was... She was just like, she was giving like one-word answers to everything. She was just like, no.
Was that Raina?
Was
I don't remember.
Was that the one with the there was something not right going
it sounds
on
like,
in the picture?
I don't
that
know.
That was painful to
the Maria Shahada interview. That was...
No, that was good. That was
that had
cringy
cringe.
Radio.
Yeah, that was cringe factor.
All right, let's do some news.
News.
A guy in India marries a dog.
Why?
Patrick shoots the video
in an attempt to atone for the stoning of two dogs. An Indian man has married a female dog in a traditional Hindu ceremony.
That can't be right.
India.
That's what you... Hey, India's a very rich country, sir.
Why would you marry a dog?
Culturally rich.
Come on.
Yeah.
Isn't India they had that fucking octopus fucking chick?
Yes.
The little baby was born and had like fucking 12 legs.
No way, really?
Yeah, and they were fucking worshipping this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like it was a second coming.
Like, yeah.
Krishna.
It's a retard on steroids.
Good times.
That's what I call it.
Is it Vishnu? I'm wrong.
No, did you know that watching porno in a car? You know, everybody's got the rolling on dubs cars with the fucking
DVDs.
Oh, right. Watching porno in your car and jacking off is illegal.
It's legal?
Legal?
Illegal.
Oh, illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you know you can see that shit, like the car in front of you, you watch a little SpongeBob when you're driving along the highway.
It's a distraction.
It is, definitely. I always have to figure out what it is they're watching. I always have to try
so
to figure out something I've seen before.
So how are they
going to
monitor this?
Huh?
How are they going to monitor
this? Well, if you see a guy in a rest stop, anyways, you know.
Oh, so even if they're stopped, they can't jerk off their own car?
It's public lewdness.
Ah, that's weird.
Because you can see the thing through
what
the window.
What if the windows are all tinted?
you just stumped everyone.
I don't know. There's a loophole right there.
I'm a journalist. I ask these questions.
Yeah, so that guy's got fucking something going on. Well, the UFO discussion last week, Rock.
Ooh.
I don't really have much on that.
I love when Kieran does.
I love when I do the news. By the way, a man was tasered in Canada.
To death.
To death. I believe I have
that. Is that possible?
Vancouver Airport, I believe it was.
Did he have like a heart attack or something?
Well, they tasered him for a while, but the cop also had his knee on the guy's neck. He had him down on the ground, and he had his knee on his neck.
Wow.
So his question is,
a little taser happy.
Yeah, they're like, what is this fun?
The guy was Polish, and he couldn't speak English at all, and they just kept speaking English to him.
Right.
And at one point, he just threw up his hands in frustration because, like, we're not communicating with each other. And they tasered him.
What did they pull him over for? What did they grab him for?
Were the guy watching porno?
No.
Something about
the taser guy.
He
was in an airport. He was waiting for bags for like hours on end. I guess it was his mother.
His mother couldn't. He couldn't. One or the other couldn't get to the other one because it was a passenger only area, and he flipped out because he couldn't be where he needed to be for his mom.
All right, that's it.
And
yeah,
so
he was waiting 10 hours for his mother.
They detained him for having a fit.
And he threw a fit after 10 hours of waiting, and he couldn't get to his mother.
I can feel this guy, man.
He started throwing a computer and stuff like that.
Whatever happened to old, good old-fashioned, the cop wrestles
the Billy Club? The Billy Club and just beat him down?
No. Just wrestles him to the ground and fucking...
Well, he was actually throwing airport equipment around.
Yeah, but, like, couldn't they... Can't they just go...
Here it is. Taser. There's him screaming. At this point, he's being detained by like four cops. I guess he died shortly after, right?
He died right then.
Oh, he did. I didn't see that in the video. I watched the entire video. He was on the ground for a while. It sounded like he was still yelling. Well, if you watch the video, the video cuts off before he actually dies because he's still moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. When it ends. But that's the video.
You know, Chris, you're asking, you know, what's with all the tasers? Because I think there is such a high, because of all these security needs in airports, that they're trying to pump out more security than they have training. Mm-hmm. And the easy resolution is to give them tasers.
Except the security guards did nothing to control the guy. It was the cops. When the cops showed up, Royal Canadian Police or whatever they are. Uh-huh. They're
Mounties,
the ones.
Heidi, Mounties.
No, RCP it's called.
Yeah, get it right. I don't know.
Aren't they all Mounties?
These guys are not Mounties, I guess.
I'm
that's
the Mountie.
A special division. They don't all ride horses.
WWF.
No, they don't have to. You don't have to ride a horse to be a Mountie anymore. They just call them Mounties.
Well, they're RCP.
What's an interesting side story I was reading in Maxim this month that over this past, there's been so many taser stories and stuff. Shut up, asshole. It doesn't matter that, like, taser sales have, like, just skyrocketed. Because,
well, that's
like,
because everybody wants
YouTube
to
videos
taser
and I was like, taser,
other, yeah.
You know.
Everybody wants to get a taser video. And
yeah. There's like taser.
YouTube has fucking ruined the world. Yes.
There's t-shirt companies that just, like, sell, like, you know, graphic tees with the taser company's logo on it. Like it's now
we're
hip and cool. Like, it's hip and cool. Like,
taser them up.
Yeah, like, you know.
We'll make more.
Yeah, I went on a
shocking.
I went on a like a blind date, like internet date thing.
Okay.
And the guy had a taser in the
on
car.
Him
in the car.
Well, in the
yeah.
car, but wow.
Was he gonna tase you?
Is that Kieran?
No, I mean, but my initial reaction was like, that's kind of fucked up that you have a taser in the car.
What about a cattle prod, Kieran?
Cattle prod?
Yeah, let's just carry a cattle prod around.
I don't know.
Let's go.
The taser's probably a little more compact.
Cattle prod's cooler, though. You can just, like, roll it out of your sleeve and just fucking hit somebody with it. You don't think so?
No.
All right. Next story.
Next story. Michael Jordan.
Your boy!
$168 million in divorce settlements.
That's chump change.
He loses.
That's chump change.
Yeah, I know. He makes...
That's nothing.
How much
still $168 million.
Yeah.
Chris, how much you think he makes a day?
What's her name, Juanita?
He probably makes... couple million a day, man.
Wow. It's a record too,
dude. He still owns Nike. Like, not owns the whole thing, but
he's a huge chunk.
He's huge, man. Nike Air is huge. It's still the biggest, like,
it's a big
seller.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess his wife has been romantically linked to a banker 20 years younger than her.
So
he stopped being with her a long time ago. This is just
really
because they weren't living together. They weren't living together.
She will get the 7-acre estate in Chicago, as well as custody of their three kids, Jeffrey, Michael.
Yeah, he doesn't want to deal with
it. Joey.
Oh.
Joey.
This guy's going to bang every girl in the world right now.
Well, that's good. He's a fucking good-looking guy, even though he's like fucking,
yeah,
what, 45?
Like best-looking black guy ever.
You think?
Hey, look at you. Jesus.
Yeah, he's super hot.
Fucking girl.
He's really hot.
There was a there was a woman on death row in Vietnam who had her sentence commuted, I believe they call it.
Yes.
Because she got pregnant.
Oh, because that'd be killing two people.
And two of the police officers, two police officers, like, what do they call them? Who's the guys that work at the fucking jail?
Corrections officers.
Yeah, they have been sentenced. They'd be getting prison terms because they let her get pregnant.
How'd she get pregnant?
By another inmate. They allowed it. They allowed these two to fucking hook up.
Why?
I don't know. I guess if you're on death row, you're not allowed to fucking hook up and have
sex.
Does
she have to go back to jail after the baby is born?
Oh, yeah. She'll go back on death row probably after the baby's born.
That sucks. It doesn't say in the story.
It's the baby's right to live, not hers.
Mm-hmm. One corrections officer got 3.5 years. The other one got 5.
Nice go, dicks.
Way to go, douche.
Oh, I could have.
What? You want something?
What are you doing? What are you flipping through?
Stories that I'm doing.
What story?
That's how I do it.
Which super story? Delayed, always good.
What else do
but
I have?
Satisfying.
That's all that matters.
Which story did you just get rid of?
That was the one I just did.
Oh. That was a lot of pages.
Barry Bonds indicted on 4...
good for him!
5 charges, right? 4
yes.
Perjury?
4 perjury, yes.
And 1 obstruction of justice. Who cares?
I'm glad that motherfucker's going down, man. I'm glad.
You're going to do like 6 months.
So you think he's playing next year?
If he's found guilty of perjury,
done.
They're going to take away that record. Or they're going to
really? They'll go that far.
They're asterisks. Yeah, because he's admitting to it.
Well, it is. Didn't that already happen with Echo? With the asterisk with the ball?
Yeah, he actually counted those votes and put an asterisk on the ball.
Count the what votes?
He put up a website for how to handle the ball, like what to do with it. And one of the choices was to put an asterisk on the ball. What's the matter?
Just listen to the clip.
Oh, but... Number 7.
So he wrote an asterisk on it? He put an asterisk?
Yeah, like it's stamped on there.
Nice, good for him. And then he what?
I voted. Did you vote? I voted for the asterisk.
Yeah, I did vote for the...
I didn't even know about this.
It was on the message
board. No, I voted for it to be, I think, shot into outer space.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the choices.
That's what I voted for.
And then what? Now he gave it to the Hall of Fame, right? Didn't he give the ball to the Hall of Fame?
I think so, yeah.
Hall of Fame or... Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Good for him. Good for that kid.
Yeah, I saw Bonds. I went to a Met game, Mets versus Giants, when Bonds hit the year he hit 73. Mm-hmm. I actually saw Bonds hit fucking home run number 58, I believe.
Oh, really?
Wow. That fucker still hasn't landed yet. He was enormous compared to everybody else. Yeah. He was so much bigger than anybody else on the field. His upper body was he looked like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And, they wear those baggy freaking jerseys, and he was just a monster. Mm-hmm. And at the time when I saw him, it didn't even... I don't know why. I think everybody was in a fog during that year.
What were they selling us in the mid to late 90s? It was in the ball's juice. The ball wasn't fucking juiced. The guys...
And they were also...
Kevin Elster was hitting fucking 30, 40 home runs. The guy never hit home, like, more than 2 home runs a season, and all of a sudden he was hitting, like, fucking 40 home runs.
Wait, are you saying Todd Hundley was jacked the year he hit record for Mets catcher home run?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Todd Hundley?
The Mackey Sasser.
I actually had that conversation with Daryl Strawberry. Right. And Strawberry,
look at the name drop, by the way.
And Strawberry goes, yeah, I go, look at those guys who were hitting home runs. Fucking Kevin Elster.
I know.
I'm always talking about Kevin Elster. He's like, yeah, Brady Anderson, these guys never hit home runs.
Exactly, Brady Anderson hit 50.
50, right.
And then he fell off the planet.
Brady Anderson.
Listen, Elster, I think, hit 42 that year, something like that. Which is insane. The guy was a backup shortstop his whole life.
Yeah.
One on Rocket's favorite.
It was great in that movie, though, about the twins and the little kid managing the fucking team.
I have not seen it. No.
That's a good movie.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what was that called?
Fucking Little Big League.
And the kid from Married with Children was in it. The guy from Married with Children. That was, oh no, that wasn't that film. I'm thinking of Major League 3. Oh, God.
Little Big League. That was Kevin Elster's in Little Big League?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
He's in one of the
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if it was Little Big League. It might have been Little Big League.
Or Rookie of the Year, whatever it is.
Something like that. It wasn't the one where the fucking lady goes, throw the floater. You ever see that one?
Oh, yeah. That was the rookie. That was
the rookie.
No,
the
that was
year.
The kid
rookie
pitching. Of the year.
This one was
but
about
the
twins.
The kid was the manager. Oh, God.
Yeah, I forget.
The twins.
I fucking watched the movie like 80 times. Yeah, it's like a kid's movie.
It's always on TV.
Fucking Elster's in that movie.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Oh, by the way, a quick porno Patrick update. He's getting trying to get feet shots on in the fucking chat room.
Yeah, of course he's
so addicted.
He's always fishing for feet.
He's coming out of the closet now.
You know what his move is? He says, he goes, wrinkle it up. That's how
he
likes
it.
The best part is he's trying to, like,
I didn't know.
Listen, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. Don't talk about this. Meanwhile, he's asking everyone for feet.
Wrinkle it up.
Because he's addicted to it. Yeah, he likes it. He likes it wrinkled. I sent him pictures of my feet in the tub. Like, I was in the bathtub and I put my feet up on the side of the tub so they're all pruned. And I didn't even know how into that he would be when I sent it to him like that.
This is incredible.
Not only that, but her daughter took the photo.
Yeah.
Which is even more, like, perverted that he really enjoys that photo.
Incredible.
You know, Patrick has jerked off to your feet. You know that?
It's awesome.
You've had a porn
it's
star.
Awesome.
You've had a porn star jerk off to your feet. A porn star, Heidi.
Well, you know, it's
pretty exciting, isn't it? Next door.
What's next? Well, I wanted to get back to what they were also passing during the time of the steroids. You know, he was hitting 73.
Yeah.
They were saying that the supplements that they were taking are a lot better than they were in the past.
Do whatever. You take those supplements. What does it do for you?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing. It doesn't make you fucking hit a ball anywhere farther. It
makes my balls hurt.
It's all the steroids, man. And that's the thing. Like, they spun that. Baseball knew about it. And they spun those. They leaked out those stories about the baseballs being juiced. Just so writers had something else to write about.
Yeah.
It was a complete distraction. They knew their players were juiced.
He started taking roids when he saw Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa hitting all these home runs because they were like, they really weren't, I mean, they were good players, but they weren't as good as he was.
He had never
and
hit
he saw
over
these
40 home runs until then.
Well, he did. He hit 49, I believe.
Once.
Yeah, he hit 49. If you look at his home run totals year to year, it's fucking comical.
Yeah, they're like in their 30s.
It's like 30, 30, 30, 20, 25, 73,
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And everybody's fucking questioning the fact, oh, maybe he just works out a lot.
Yeah, right.
Look at his home run total.
I wish we could all fucking look like that after 35. I mean, come on.
Yeah. A new survey that questions people in 9 countries has found that 40% of people surveyed did not know that AIDS is a fatal disease.
What? Wait, what was the statistic?
The AIDS? Are we talking about the AIDS?
Yeah, people were surveyed in 9 various countries.
Yeah.
40% of them didn't know that AIDS was a fatal disease.
40%.
I'll tell you why.
You know, they know in Africa, and they also know that baby raping is the way to get rid of it.
Baby raping is the way to get rid of it.
Yeah, the men with AIDS will fuck a baby because they think that's how you get rid of it.
Nice. Actually, not nice.
It's not
Are
nice.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
And does it work?
That was actually like something they had to start really like running around telling people, you're not going to get rid of your AIDS by fucking babies.
Does it work? Did it work at all?
No, it didn't work. Come on.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
The countries were the U.S., UK, Russia, France, China, India, Mexico, Brazil, and South America.
Not even third world countries.
It isn't clear, but what we're certain of is you.
How do people in the fucking U.S.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. Two words.
New Orleans?
Magic Johnson.
Magic
Johnson.
Or,
right.
Two more words, Kanye.
The guy's really incredible. He looks better than he ever did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy gets AIDS, he turns into Bill Gates.
Right.
The fuck?
How did that happen? Go to my magic theaters, you know, like he's got theaters all over the country.
Yeah, before AIDS, he was just a dopey basketball player. After AIDS, now he's a fucking billionaire.
He had his own nightly TV, TV
fuck,
show.
Fuck,
you get AIDS, you win.
Yeah, I guess so, if you're Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
It's a great marketing tool.
And the other guy, Greg Louganis, he's fucking fine.
He's still alive to Diva?
Yeah.
Does he have AIDS, though? There's actually, like, a subset of gay men who are looking to get AIDS.
Why?
because then they can have their own community of guys with AIDS who can fuck each other raw.
That's so ridiculous.
And they actually have
raw.
They actually
fucking AIDS
they
group.
Do. They actually have like.
They want to get their own strong cone out there.
They have, you know, internet sites where they
I got the strong cone. Go ahead.
They call it looking for someone to father my virus.
God damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking gay people.
.com.
Gay people. Whatever. Well, you're
not,
into what you're into.
Not all gay people, but that's a disturbing and fucked
it
up
is
notion.
It is disturbing.
Father my virus.
I want you to father my virus on your fucking chin.
I want you to fucking father my shrunk cone. My shrunk cone.
What is it called? Park and Rides Anonymous?
Oh!
Oh!
Ass babies. Ass babies.
Oh. Traffic on the BQE is backed up.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
You should kick that clip and put it on top of that one.
I believe in China, used condoms are being recycled and
this is
all
smart.
Made into
this is smart.
Hair bands.
This is smart.
How is it smart, Chris?
Because, man, what do you do with those fucking things? You know they don't... You have to either burn them or you got to fucking recycle them because those condoms will stay around forever. You see how hard, like tough they're built? I don't even feel anything when I wear a condom.
What?
That's how tough they are.
But then there must be some way of disinfecting the thing.
Nah, fuck that. Come and all. Let's do it.
The colorful hair bands are cheaper than other brands and are proving popular in saloons and markets. People could get infected
saloons?
With AIDS. Yeah, quote, people could get infected with AIDS. No, they can't. Recycled hair band? No, you can't.
You can't.
They do so much to those fucking things.
Right.
Whatever, China's fucked up. Go
they
fuck
are.
Yourself.
But I thought there was some evidence.
That was funny.
I thought there was some evidence, actually, that people had gotten sexually transmitted diseases.
Not my story, Missy.
Oh! He got it off the AP.
All right, no.
Go
good,
look it up on
good.
The internet. Go look.
Then I'm misinformed. Pardon me.
No, you might not be. Don't interrupt Fred Friendly, damn it.
Well, it makes sense that people wouldn't get AIDS from a used condom in their hair.
Revelations come as on the back of a series of damaging scandals involving dangerous substandard goods being manufactured in China, both for local sale and for export.
I'd like to know what Rocket thinks of this.
Rocket, hair bands, recycled condoms, hair bands. What do you think?
I think it's not good. Thank you.
Best color man in the business.
Bravo!
Post game show brought to you by Christ, I Can't Find It. The hell with it.
Next clip.
That was the setup. Come on.
Next piece of
set
news.
Set him up, knock him down.
Next piece of news, Kerry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's not good. Thank you.
All right. Do you drunk calls?
A-Rod?
That's all I have for it. A-Rod? Well, it doesn't matter.
He's now...
I love to talk about fucking the Mets trying to sign somebody. They can't even get that fucking...
Oh, God.
He's now
Stay-Rod.
Mets are having trouble paying an electric bill.
Shut he's up, asshole.
Yeah, in their porn theater stadium.
Porn theater stadium.
You know, they only got $400 million for getting that name, getting the stadium named.
What do you mean $400 million?
That's all they got.
They're paying... Citibank's paying $20 million a year, sir.
Yeah, and they're all accrued to $400 million.
Oh, that's,
and then the deal's over.
So what? $400 million?
That's nothing
for just to fucking write a word.
I guarantee you, the Yankees would get like $100 million a year at least.
Oh God, I don't care.
You should.
I wanted to stay Shea Stadium.
Why? Because who's Shea?
It doesn't matter. It's
you
it's,
know who fucking Shea is.
Joey Shea. He's a good guy.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
The Shea Rats.
He's a good guy. Fucking shut Shea. Up.
You stink, man.
Whatever. That's my fault.
So is your team.
Shut up. I hate
Torrey
you.
Who did they try to sign?
What? Torrey Alba, the catcher.
For
the best part is the catcher stinks. He's not even that
good. He's not even that good. He's like a .256 batting average or something
in
like
Colorado,
that.
In Colorado, which is like, that means it's like he bats .212.
So who was the catcher? Paul LaDuca?
Yeah.
And you just said that spinning pizzas was probably a better career move
it's
than playing for the Mets.
GM. He wants all the Latino players.
I know. It's so true. They want except for David Wright, that whole team's going to be fucking
Latinos.
Latin.
Fucking bunch of spicks.
So weird. Minaya's got a game plan. He wants the one white guy.
He wants the Latino Mets.
It is weird.
And everyone else would be Dominican, Latino, whatever.
Yeah. And then they're going to make fun of him in the locker room.
Meanwhile, the fucking Yankees signing A-Rod for $275 million. Yes. Well, it hasn't been signed yet. Outline has been...
Outline.
An outline. Quote, unquote. And then they signed their catcher back for, like, fucking, what, $3 bill? Fucking the relief picture,
he's
Rivera.
He's worth it, though. The catcher's worth everything.
$4 billion for him, I think.
Doesn't matter.
And now they're trying doesn't to fucking to get Mike Lowe from the Sox.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because it was all a bullshit story out of Boston.
It was a bullshit story out of Boston?
Yeah, the agent was trying to feed that so that they can drive up the price. They can get the fourth year out of the Red Sox.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, last week I was fucking almost ashamed to be a Yankee fan because everybody was leaving. Right. Now this week,
like, everything's like, yeah,
okay, everybody's back.
Everything's back to normal.
Like, it'll matter.
The band is back together.
No one cares.
Doesn't matter.
No, everybody cares, Rock.
Your team will never get into the playoffs again.
Shut up. Yes, they will.
You know what?
Asshole.
You know what you should do, Rock?
Mets in 3,000.
The only way your team is going to get any sort of press is if they move to another state.
No.
So I'm thinking West Virginia.
That's a great idea.
West Virginia Metropolitans.
They should move to Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
Jersey Mets.
Jersey Mets.
What are you saying?
No. Just shut
up.
They're fine.
No, they're not. They're the Mets.
You'll have Mets hat on right now?
Are you a Mets fan, Heidi?
This will be a good year.
No, I'm a Yankee fan.
Good.
This will be a good year for the Mets.
Why? Who's their pitching staff?
Has it ever been a good year? Oh, yeah, 86. I forgot.
They got like a bunch. You know that their pitching staff consists of like four guys over 40?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
How about that Tom Glavine?
Shut up. No one cares about this.
Yes, we do.
Fucking arms held on by duct tape.
How old is Orlando Hernandez? 56, I think.
How did we forget about the collapse?
Shut up!
I mean, I would poke fun at the Yankees.
Nothing.
We can go all day about this.
What does this do?
It makes your life miserable.
No, it makes you pissed off just
it
for
does.
A couple minutes.
I don't like it.
That's what I like.
The Mets stink, you know it.
Shut up.
That's just a friendly ribbing.
We just like to have some fun. Just joshing with you.
Just josh.
We just like to josh.
Tomfoolery.
Yes.
What's your take on the UFO thing?
Oh, you're bringing this up.
Let's go back with the UFO
Let's
thing.
Let's go back to last week's show.
You too. Heidi, Chris, UFOs, go. Nothing?
Ladies first.
You believe in UFOs?
What I think is that... it's actually a little bit egotistical for humans on Earth to believe that we're the only intelligent life there is
right.
anywhere. And there could be, in some distant galaxy somewhere,
mm-hmm.
other intelligent life who just hasn't come around.
Do you think it's a government conspiracy that they have like all this information in some fucking vault somewhere
yes.
that they're just not showing the public?
Yeah, not only that, but I think... They also had a little bout with Pluto, and that's why they took it off the planet list. How do you tell you a little more about that?
Bout with Pluto.
Is that your wacky little joke there?
Yeah.
Is that your science joke?
I don't understand that. What's that all about?
I hear that Pluto's not a planet anymore.
We shouldn't bring this up. That's a dead issue.
Is this a personal thing? Wait, is this a personal thing?
Andy has an issue.
Wait, there might be a personal issue with Pluto.
I mean, I just think that the astronomers should have had something better to do than fucking decide whether or not to call Pluto a planet and splitting hairs, really.
Let them have it, Andy. No. Tell them what you really feel.
No. But I do belong to a group on Facebook called When I Was Your Age, Pluto is Still a Planet.
Some fucking name for a group.
Wait a minute.
Well, you're.
She's really bitter.
Are you actually mad that they changed
furious.
And they actually got rid of a planet?
She's furious.
No, I'm not. It, you know what it was? Is I actually had a fight with somebody over interpreting.
You have an internet fight about? Hold on. Say that again.
No, I didn't have an internet fight. I had a personal fight with somebody over
planets.
Interpreting an NPR report. In which they were discussing whether or not the astronomers were going to decide that Pluto was in fact a planet. And at the time, I was taking an astronomy class with a doctor of astronomy, who his opinion was that Pluto would remain a planet, and it was his influence that made me believe that it would remain a planet.
But he's a jackass now, right?
Wait, what? Wait.
So you're saying that NPR was doing a little
there
page
was a,
six
there
stuff?
There was a report about the convention or whatever this, that you know, the astronomers were meeting and discussing the state of Pluto, and I got something else from it than this other person did, and we had a fight about it, and Chris decided to, you know, make it the bane of my existence.
So your take is Pluto is a planet?
I mean, you know, whatever they say.
You're just following the leader.
In. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow, that's a touchy subject.
Let me tell you, when this happened, she was distraught.
I just have basically put all that information out of my mind because now I'm a history major and I don't think about things like that.
Forget about astronomy. Now.
I mean, Karen's pretty bent out of shape about Pluto as well, but I mean, I don't think to your level.
No, dude, she was distraught.
This was a personal issue for a little while.
And then one day I had like 20 people IM her and email her.
Yes.
So I hear we're losing Pluto as a planet.
Well, do you feel like it like throws off the solar system and then somehow, like, you know, domino effect to like your personal soul? Like, I mean, I don't understand why it's such a.
I'll tell you.
An issue.
I'll tell you what it does ruin.
What is
it? It ruins that song that we learned. Mm-hmm. Back in the, you know, when we were kids.
What's the song?
Like that you would make you memorize the planet.
My very excellent mother just bought us
nine pies or pizzas or pickles.
Oh, I never heard that.
All right. Next news story.
I don't even know. I can't even think right
well,
now.
That's it.
You asked for it, Karen. You asked for it.
That wraps up the news.
Though. That's interesting, though.
Served us. My Pluto. Very excellent mother just served us nine pizzas. I knew Saturn had to be in there somewhere.
Somebody made up that little fucking...
To remember the planets.
To remember the order of the planets.
Sorry, Karen.
Pluto.
Fucking Pluto ruined it all.
My very eager mother just sold us nine pies.
Well,
nine nothings. Now
my
it's just,
very excellent
just
mother
sold
just
nine.
Served us nine pizzas. Is the same.
My very eager mother just sold us. Well, Patrick could fill in the end.
What did he say?
No, well, he could. I'm just saying
just
he didn't.
Just served us what? Niggas?
Come on, dude. Come on. You could have held that word back. No need to say.
I'm representing for Patrick.
It'd be funny not to say it. You could have read the line and I just wouldn't like this.
Patrick
and people would have known.
Patrick made the show today.
He did. He did make the note.
So we have to, you know, pay tribute.
Patrick Butts.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Patty Butts.
Patty Butts.
My ignorance Butts. About Pluto.
It's not ignorance. It's a very interesting stance you have. It's obviously an issue. And
no, I used to have actually an educated opinion about it, but since I've moved on from that subject, it's completely gone from my mind, and I couldn't even argue the point anymore because I no longer hold that knowledge. I only have a limited amount of space left in this memory-filled
cranium
mind.
Well, let me ask you this, Heidi.
School subjects in, and that one's been deleted.
What if Johnny Astronomer shows up tomorrow and says...
Johnny Astronomer?
says, you know what? We got to take Venus off. Ooh. It's not a planet either. Will you be pissed? Will that bug you? Like, after finding out the information about Pluto, Venus has got to go, too.
Venus is not going to go. Pluto was always questionable because it was so far away and we knew so little about it.
Now what is it? What's it considered now? Like a death star or something? What's it considered?
What about that news story that the sun only has about 200 years left of energy or whatnots?
I think 200 probably a low estimate.
You think it'll be more?
But it could be. I mean, eventually
it's going to burn out.
It's gonna
and what happens, Heidi? Then what happens to
you know
us?
What I know about the sun?
Then we all move to Pluto? What do you think? It's
the big yellow one in the sky.
Yes.
All right, way to go.
The big yellow one.
Way to go, Brian.
Way to
go.
Drunk calls.
It's hot.
It's hotter than hot.
Really warm. All right, drunk calls.
Take one more break. LunaticRadio.com show.
Really? We're taking another break?
We're back.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, fucky, $5 because I am LunaticRadio.com.
It is the Christmas season. It's 5 days. How many more days left till Christmas?
Five.
And Junior and I on the LunaticRadio.com show have yet to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, we're going to do that this week, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Junior and I are going to get all bundled up, head on out on Wednesday morning.
Why are you going to put a gay spin on it?
Because it's gay.
It is gay.
Because we're going shopping together.
It is gay. Well, that's quick because we shop the same way. We're like, yeah. Dude, I look at a sweater. I'm like, yeah, that'll look good on my mom. Does it fit her? Who gives a We just go and get it. I don't care.
I'm
a person.
Sorry. So we're going to get all bundled up and We're going to hop in the vehicle, grab some cup of joe on the way out. Go to the outlets where there's going to be complaining kids that we want to shoot.
Oh, you're going to see a side of me you've never seen.
Oh, I thought I had two Kenny G clips. What the hell's going on?
When I punt this little kid across the store.
Ah, here we go. This is better. Are you ready? Don't you love Christmas, Junior?
No, I friggin' hate it.
Nestle by the fire.
Shut up!
With your father.
My father, yeah.
Get together with the family again. Your brother kicks the crap out of you.
We already had Christmas.
Christmas is over.
Don't you find it a burden?
Christmas?
Yeah.
I find nothing a burden around the holiday season.
Who are you right now?
Kylie. My alter ego. I'm going to get together with my partner, Steph, for the holiday season. Yeah. I'm going to bend him over the fire and give him a little Jack Frost up the
Oh, God. God, I hope my family's listening to this.
Kylie loves the Christmas season. You never know. You might be going shopping with Kylie on Wednesday morning.
If Kylie wakes up Wednesday, shop on your own. You can just call me and be like, nah. Dude, it's Kylie. I'm not coming. Because if I come, I'm going to...
Oh, Kylie will be coming. Come Christmas time.
You're a friggin' faggot.
My present to my boyfriend, Steph. From Hoboken. Yeah. I got him some Magnum condoms. He's got a real big one.
This is seriously scaring me.
You know what it is?
I'm getting like icky, like I feel dirty.
Oh, the sounds of the holiday season. As Kylie and Steph nestle together by the fire with some eggnog.
While they rock the bowls.
Oh, how I love Kenny G. That's one faggot I like to bang.
You'd like to blow his flute? This kid is friggin' lost his mind right now. This kid is a complete friggin' psycho. You have completely lost your mind.
Oh, how I love.
Stop! You're friggin' scaring me!
I'm kidding. Come on, I'm just doing a little wacky bit.
I think that roast seriously effed up your head.
Well, what can he do when he'd be called gay for an hour?
Hey, this is C from CO, and I just wanted to say, when you're not masturbating to 90s R&B, you should be listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm drunk.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock, Heidi, and Chris from Chaos Radio. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. December 16th, everybody, Cringe Humor Show Awards. At Comics in Manhattan. Comics is located on 353 West 14th Street, just 8th and 9th Avenue. Advance tickets are $15. And you can log on to cringehumorshow.com to purchase those. Day up tickets are $20. You can also log on to cringehumorshow.com to get a $5 off admission.
Which is sick.
By entering promo code CH1226.
Sick.
It means your tickets will only be $10, everybody.
It is.
Show starts at 8 p.m. Call 212-524-2500 or log on to comicsny.com for more information. Should be a good time. Rock and I will be broadcasting starting at 6 o'clock of that day. And it should be fun.
Chris, if you had to put an actual if you had to put an actual price tag on that show, like
at least $30.
Yeah. You know what this sounds like? Channel 13 fundraising.
That's right.
Channel 13 fundraising.
Like? Home Shopping Network.
Don West.
If you had to put a price on this,
be dialing people.
That's right. You have to put a price on this VHS package.
Yeah, it's true. It is PBL. Oh God, we stink.
Let's do the drunk calls. We only got 15 minutes left before Rocket's got to leave for his fucking big gig
scumbag
in Manhattan.
Scumbag.
Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is where our listeners go out there and we can get hammered. And instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands and wives, they call us with their drunken ramblings.
It's funny how you do that, Karen.
I know. It's like a script. I mean,
it's all scary.
Did you write that out? Did you, like, when you first did it, did you have that?
I said it one day and I just remembered it.
That's insane. I can never do that.
It's a radio skills kid.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. He said simmer down.
That's all I can do.
Little skills. Son.
And the back from break.
That's
and
a skill
going
set
to break.
Right there. Yeah.
I can't change a light bulb, but I can do this.
You're good at that.
All right. Here's the first one from Catch McLaren, I believe.
Catch McLaren.
Yo, this is Chach McLaren.
Chach.
South Portland, Maine.
Damn you, Kieran, forget
I've been drinking beer all day watching football, and I just gave the cab driver the echo treatment for the whole entire ride when he told me the most boring fucking story you've ever fucking heard. I should have just looked him in the face and said, how about go fuck yourself? All right, I'm out of here. Peace.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to shout out to Nerdcast on Cringe Humor Radio that always says, how about go fuck yourselves, and references you guys.
Hey, all right. Thank you, sir.
Saturday's afternoon, Saturday at 12 noon.
Saturday's at 12 noon, so they got a great time slot just like
us. Jeez. The people show up for that show. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a good
Saturday.
Show. It's a good show.
A lot better than fucking Sunday.
Nerdcast.
Hey, look, Angelina Jolie called in.
Sweet!
Hey, this is Angelina Jolie, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Rock 'em!
Rock 'em!
Sounds a little husky.
That's awesome.
Oh, look, George Clooney called in.
Stop.
Hey, this is George Clooney, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Why can't we be this
a lot of famous people calling into the show?
Steve-O started a trend, huh?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio, too. Look
no
at this.
Hey, this is Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know what he
kind of
sounds like?
Maybe that was the trick.
Yeah.
To not make you think, like, okay, I'll do some wacky bits maybe and then really be.
Maybe Leonardo DiCaprio just, you know,
fucking with
around
us.
Yeah,
Leo's a fan.
God damn him.
People are, I believe. Well, we're not sure if, like, Steve-O has been calling the drunk call hotline.
It's still up.
We don't know.
We're still not sure.
It's sad. It was some guy doing. If it's not him, it's some guy doing a great impersonation.
It could be his boy. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's got the dude, man, bro line down pat. Right.
But for the sake of promotions of the show, it is him.
For the sake of our ratings, right, Rock?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's got ratings on the internet.
So that's that's a fun thing.
Fuck yourself.
You know, actually,
according to Ronch Fox, we do.
I actually saw a thread, like a podcast pickle, of people like, let's talk about everybody's numbers. And I was like, this is
not really.
I get 10,000 downloads a day. Yeah.
Gotta be.
Somebody with something to prove.
Everybody's syndicated.
Yeah, I'm 28,000.
I'm syndicated
channels
on 9 stations, are you?
They're all
shout out to K6. Shout out to K6 Radio.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, aren't you guys like all over the place?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to TPXRadio.com, Cringe Humor Radio, and K6 and iTunes.
What about WIRN?
You're just being an asshole.
Here is El Chupacabra.
What up, Lunatic Radio?
Hello,
Lunatic
sir.
Lunatic. El Chupacabra. Tuning in. What up, yo? I like those guys that were pretty fucking drunk on you guys' show last time. They were pretty fucking awesome.
Johnny Kevin.
Let me tell you, those are some pretty fucked up guys right now. Right now, I'm fucking DUIing it right now. Hopefully,
good for
I don't
you,
get
sir
stopped by some fucking Tahana Auto Police right now. They're fucking tough. They'll taser your ass. No questions asked.
Have you guys heard this song? The Goose, fucking Superboy, Soldier Boy, whatever. Hear this shit. Real
rap.
You guys hear that? Yeah, I don't understand it either, but yeah, it's supposed to be a Soldier Boy, whatever the fuck it is. Anyways, yeah, I'm drunk, DUI, just driving.
Sounds like our
guys
show.
Hollow,
wow. Yeah, yeah, nothing there.
So it's all good. You know, keeping it real, keeping it gangsta.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my, homies out there, you know, doing it drunk style, doing it the freaking, whatever. All right, LR. Talk to you guys later.
The cool kids say LR.
Latest.
Sober 30.
Thank you, sir.
All right, El Chupacabra, DUIing it.
That's how we
don't
roll.
Don't condone that, but...
No, certainly not.
Keep the rubber side down, as they say, right?
Don't do it.
Watch the guardrail.
Here is Love Pony, everybody.
There's only four of us here.
Love Pony. We're talking about football at Colorado State and Georgia Southern, North, South. It's, I don't know what the fuck.
Anyway, our house.
Yeah, with the football game. So here we go. We're going to have girls from North trying to speak in a Southern accent about football.
I love it.
Here we go.
Then.
Yeah, I like that leather thing going in your legs.
What? Just say football.
Of course.
In a Southern accent.
I can't do it.
Can you do it? Just say football.
I can't.
Well, then just say something because you're on. Say football.
Like, I'm fixing to see some football. Football.
There it is. All right.
Football.
Time for my drop-in money. And broadcast school has really paid off.
He can't
just
do it.
Just say football. That was awesome. Just say it.
Football.
Say it, whore. Just say it, whore. Yeah, can someone do that? That would be a funny drunk call.
Here's Love Pony again.
That's Love Pony. I got some dough from Southern that want to tell Kieran something. All right, tell him your name and then say football.
Hey, I'm Christy. I'm from Georgia. Football. Go and go.
What's up? I know you got your turn.
Love you.
Whatever. Just say football.
Football.
Last week.
One for the chin.
Give ball. RC is the best cola. I don't care what anybody says.
RC is the best cola. Do they still make that? Holy crap.
There you go, fella. Hold on.
RC cola.
You like football?
Yeah.
All right, well, just say the word football to this guy.
Football?
In your best Southern accent. It's an answer to change. Say, my name is so-and-so, I love
say
Georgia Southern. And, hey,
my name is Whitney, and I love the University of Georgia. Go Dogs.
Say football.
Football.
Sure.
What the hell?
What the hell? She's like, what am I doing?
For the radio.
Radio.
Football. Southern girl. Oh, man. I just want to bang a chick from the South and just have her say football all the time.
Football.
Wow. You are
a weird
fetish.
Football.
I love the
football.
fucking strong cone, some get, Southern broad.
Get that country girl up here. You know? Get country girl up.
Football.
Football.
Give me the old strong cone while we watch some football.
Wow. There it is.
Go down, watch the door to do a Bulldogs, play some football. Okay. Little Tennessee Titans, wherever they are. I got a hankering for the old strong.
Hankering.
Gonna do some tailgating.
That's good, man.
Football.
I got a hankering for some strong cone and football.
Go Bama.
Italian strong cone.
I also
I'm fixing to take it in
stand.
The ass.
Here's Rich Damn. Mahogany for a message. Well, he has a message for Rocket.
Brief.
Riggity Rocket.
Yo.
Drunk Pope says, buckle up.
Buckle up reference.
Here is.
That was a 2 week obscurity reference.
Some dude.
Alright, listen. When I came to this country, there wasn't no bilingual version of no constitution. We the people. What language does sound like to you? It sounds like English. Ain't no
goofback
saying, boy. Tell me how to live my life. I tell you what, when I come in to work 9 to 5, I say, clock in, clock out, and the word goes. No one can say that to me. All right? Work hard, America.
Wait, what is he talking about?
Does he think this is Air America Radio? Yeah, or something?
Extreme right.
What is this, Rush Limbaugh show? What the fuck is going on?
Mm. Wow. All right.
Off
political
topic.
Debate.
Lunatic Radio gets politic.
Yeah, politic. Politic. That's what the cool kids say because we're extreme.
Is that like
shorten it?
Don't be a politic, B.
Don't be ridic.
Politic, B.
Don't be ridic.
Don't be ridic.
Don't be politic, yo.
Here is Two Stone Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio Deathcam Show?
It's always mellow.
This is Two Stone Mike.
Yes,
give that a call. Like in, about them West Virginia Mountaineers.
Yes, sir.
Keep going out.
Go fuck yourself.
Syracuse Orange.
Against the,
honestly,
Cincinnati Bearcats. And I couldn't believe, like, when I saw it, that they were
Go Hawaii Rainbows. Yes. But, yes.
Are they the Rainbows?
There you go, man. West Virginia winning. Luckily, Hawaii's I'm rooting for them, and I think they'll actually make it to the national championship game.
Hawaii. You want to go Hawaii?
Seeing I'm a, as Hawaii. I'm a University of Arizona Wildcat fan, I have no hopes. Championship anytime soon. Basketball, maybe. Even though they just got done losing to the freaking Virginia Cavaliers, motherfuckers. Bullshit. So, Kieran, I'm pulling for your team, man.
Thank you.
You know,
did you say Kieran?
Could win. And,
I don't care.
Know,
he's pulling for the West Virginia Mountaineers.
I have nothing to say. And I'm drunk. Because I just got done watching my team lose and your team win.
Go Hawaii.
And I'll root for your team because they're fun to root for.
Wow. Just got hit by a train, I guess.
He just flatlined.
Yeah.
He just flatlined. Oh, whatever. Thank you, Two Stone Mike.
Oh, look at Jimmy. He's an Ohio
By
State fan.
By the way, Ohio State beat Michigan.
Thank he said WVU has a retard playing fullback, shit. Kieran. What do you say? What do you got to say about that?
I got two retards playing fullback, and they're both great.
What? They got radio playing?
Retards.
Oh, no, radio. You ever see the movie about the retard?
As the retard? What retard?
The retard of playing football.
Rudy?
West Virginia. Now, mama.
Take me home.
Take me home.
You.
Country road.
Don't lie. I remade one for New York.
Love the West Virginia Mountaineers. Shout out to Chem God joining us in the chat room for giving us a nice shout out on his blog,
yes,
everybody.
You don't hear the New York City version of that song?
No.
I was born New York City. It's a rap version.
Great.
Really?
The Knicks use it in promos.
Oh, yeah, now I know.
Take me home now. New York Knicks.
That great marketing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, see, serious.
You know what the best part is?
By the way, how about Stephon Marbury just taking a couple days off?
Yeah, how about that?
A little sabbatical.
And he says, Isaiah Thomas is trying to take me down. I'll take him down. I got a lot of information on him that he doesn't want anyone to know about.
He's not trying to take you down. He just wants to start you.
You moron.
Fucking Stephon Marbury called in sick to the fucking games. He just called
ridiculous.
It sick. Hey, coach, I'm not coming in today. Yeah. Hey, you guys going to West Coast? Okay, I'll stay here.
I'm a little under the weather.
This guy's had some year, man.
This cocksucker actually flew out to Phoenix. They were playing Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
I haven't paid attention to the Knicks at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
he
flew out to Phoenix.
Found out on the plane that he wasn't playing.
And
as soon as they landed.
He got on the plane and went home?
Got on another plane and got home.
Fucking douche.
Yeah.
Stephon Marbury, enough said.
Out of his mind.
The thing is, the coach wanted him to come off the bench to teach him a lesson.
You ain't teaching Marbury any lessons now.
Because he's Marbury. He's Starbury.
Starbury. I got my own shoes.
There's something so off there.
For $17.99.
I'll help with the kids. I'll take care of my kids.
And finally, Two Stone Mike again. Here we go.
What the fuck is going on with the message board? I feel like Kieran. Fucking. Oh, Jesus. I just wanted to puke after watching whatever the fuck Circumstellar posted after seeing See Your Eyes after Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, yes.
That was a problem.
Which I have yet to see because, you know, I don't feel like puking. I don't feel like seeing people cut their cats up either, you know? If somebody finds that cool, that's crazy. If somebody finds that funny, well, I guess they're just lunatics, and that's why they're listening to Lunatic Radio. Later.
What was that?
All right, there you go.
Wait a minute.
I guess he's disgusted by the two girls, one cup, and four girls, one mouth, and the BME Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a fun bit. I actually did it on one of my friends. Sent him the link. We're like, oh, it's got to check it out. It's good stuff. And then they get back to you like, what the fuck was that? You know?
Hey, Kieran, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you do a commercial for New York Knicks? They got a guy that looks exactly like you. Is doing promo commercials saying I'm a real fan of the New York Knicks. He's got like glasses on. He's sitting on a couch and he's like, yeah, we have a great defensive line now. And, you know, Boston is formidable. You know what that means? Formidable. And he's like supposed to be a real fan, like the real fan of the New York Knicks.
Uh-huh.
And he looks exactly like you. And it brings a bad name to Kieran McCann. Just want to know. Just want to let you know that.
And you thought that would be a good tidbit for the radio program?
No. It's not Kieran.
I just wanted to know if it was you or not.
You think I would?
Did you say try again?
Yeah.
All right.
On that note, we'll just on that note, we'll end the show.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, it was great.
Thanks for coming down.
Chaos Radio, November 30th.
Remember the Cringe Humor Awards, everybody. December 16th, log on to cringehumorshow.com for more information.
What's the plug, Heidi?
Rocky, good luck at your gig tonight.
I'm not playing, I'm just going to a concert.
Oh.
See it again.
Well, have fun on the BQE.
Thanks.
Heidi,
Chaos
thank
Radio,
you.
November 30th, Friday night.
Chris, big comeback. As always, it wasn't a pleasure.
Sure. Thanks for nothing, Chris.
No, fuck.
I gotta deal with that son of a bitch every fucking day. I gotta deal with you.
I gave you a strong cone.
Shut up.
Rocket, I want a strong cone you around 12 o'clock tonight.
Good, sir. Give me a holler.
I'm gonna give myself a good strong coning tonight.
Well, that'll be over with the video camera.
I'm gonna go home and fucking... No, I'm gonna am home. I'm gonna strong cone myself right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think of Rocket and strong cone.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. Hate you. Hit everything.
Me too.
I'm gonna think of a guy named Adam and strong cone.
I'm going to have a cup of coffee and strung comb myself into a coma.
Thanks, everyone, in the chat today for showing up early. Appreciate it.
LunaticRadio.com in the middays. Coming up next, Mike and the Mad Dog at 1.
Hey, Mike.
How's the traffic on the BQE? I got to head on over there. Good.
Here's Mink with the Flash. Sponsored by Lexus.
Peelers Boilers.
We're back. All inside jokes. See you guys later. Until next week, keep it locked.
Gotta get credit, I get...
Or something.
Hey, Kieran, good job. Good job.
Go fuck yourself.
Good job, Kieran.
Mike and Mad Dog Radio program.
How does rating flash dynamite? Later, fellas.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you? Yourself right now?
You fucking asshole.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
Heidi.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you share your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show.
We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.